Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up.
Started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, we're supposed to have my man, the mayor, in hosting the show tonight, but he's taking care of some business. So I'm your host for tonight, Rich Money, CEO and host. You know, GQ College got a lot of big things going on. We got 9 episodes with 11 different hosts. But, you know, we're going to save all that right now. We're just going to get into some tunes. I also want to let y'all know what's going down at the Q Lounge November 9th, my man Black Silk, Funkmaster Flex will be in the building. GQ Powers will be in the building at the Q Lounge, 1107 Gun Hill Road, this Saturday. $15 advance ticket, so make sure you look Black Silk up and get those tickets. It's going to be bananas. I want to start it off with Hooked On You. This is the song we're starting off with on UAR, GQ Palace Unsigned Radio by LVM. Remember where you heard it. Love Entertainment, GQ Palace Radio, UAR. It's Butter Baby. This is Hooked On You.
I just wanna let you know. lay your body down. Turn your body this way, flip your body that way. Give it to me now. Touching on my body, rubbing on me softly. I can't tell by the way that you staring at me that you wanna do me nasty. That she wanna do me nasty. No, I ain't creeping, I ain't searching, I ain't peeking. I'm just looking for that sweet old love that I know that you've been missing. Girl, I ain't tryna play no games. It's still the same. Nothing ain't changed. I can't lie.
Down.
right, Dons and Divas. That was 1,000 Miles Away by my man Red's Vocals. What we're going to do right now, we're going to pick up the pace. We're listening to UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio. I'm your host for the night, Rich Money. The mayor has something to do, so he's laying back in the cut. But you can definitely tune in to hear him on GPS, CQ Palace Sports tomorrow. We're going to pick up the pace, like I said, and we're going to get into Right to Left by J. Lachey. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace Radio. Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
There's a party in my house, better not be late. Don't care who's coming, just as long as it's a straight light. Hey, baby. Dance contest, we'll start with the boys. You know you're the winner when you hear the most noise. Got this. Hey, hey, hey. Everybody watching while I show you how my life is. Hey baby, touch your kisses, it like me. I see you looking at me, nobody's laughing at you. We are the kids, the party, we don't defend. Tomorrow, to me on the bar, about I do not look like. No matter working up on your body.
Dance on Friday when you play my song. Better put some love in your come on.
That's alright, alright, alright.
Shit. 170, Butler, my project. Webs in my home, but a nigga make him cry breath. See plenty came, see plenty left. See niggas live, see niggas meeting death. See there was fun times mixed with bad nonetheless. Wouldn't take nothing back, keep the change, earn the rest. Mom taught me survive when the going's worse. She said, son, watch out for haters driving in the hearse. If for years it carried over like a non-ball handler, different kind of strokes will bring out the cold man in ya. When the days with no heat, no problem. Turn the oven on 350. Watch how the cops come. Wrongly accused, innocent victim. Shot in the chest, but where I'm from, we all victims. Victims of poverty, victims of drugs, victims of cop harassment, brutal force they dug. This is the come up. Nobody giving chances. We getting hung up, so taking is our only answer. I know you listening. If you can hear us clearly, my people dying on these streets and it's getting scary. Follow me on this journey to see things and see things that you wouldn't believe. I seen it all, heard it all, but a nigga keeps doing his thing. Bring it on. Growing up, I kept a handful of friends, and they still riding with me even up to the end. I got six best friends who I really call friends, that if I had a problem need to be solved, they'd be like, when? We started out as a hobby, became a 9-to-5, staying up late in the terrace, rhyming a life of crime. Me and my nigga Cito, my god brother Kenny, my nigga D, my nigga Trail, my nigga Prezi. We all challenging each other, trying to make it suffer, battle another group, fishing for deep covers. I was a cannabis fan at the time. I kept a dictionary by my side, exciting mind. My nigga Rel put me onto a setup. No longer tape decks, it was CDs forever. Flowing the ciphers on the block made a name. But as my popularity grew, tell niggas change. Niggas ain't happy, they feel a certain way. Want me to do a track, just know you have to pay. Ain't nothing handed to me, nigga, had to earn it all. They say I'm not the same person, nigga, fuck them all. Follow me on this journey to see things that you wouldn't believe. Seen it all, heard it all, but a nigga keeps doing his thing. Bring it on. Years later, after verse, when thinking I was hot, when I really was the worst. I dealt with a few niggas, thought I had something going. A nigga selling me dreams, you know that had me going. Searching for new paths, this shit ain't moving fast. Ready to hang it up, but I remind me of my past. My cousin Maestro set to work on my craft, and when the next time he heard me, he just looked up and laughed. Like, nigga, a couple weeks in, I got it together. Couldn't rap about drugs or killing niggas forever. I had to switch it up and talk about my life struggles. Personal issues on my feet, ballin', need a huddle. Then I met my homie Ramsey. Maestro introduced me at the Rock with B Major, the family. Shopping Beast was bittersweet, but never stressed it. We at the round table planning on our next shit. We doing bigger things, making them bigger moves. A CEO exec, business on Pro Tools. And we ain't slowing down, nigga, we just getting started. If you can see my face now, see me as an artist. Follow me on this journey. You gotta be one of the true shit. See things that you wouldn't believe. Seen it all, heard it all, but a nigga keeps doing his thing. Bring it on. Record touch my soul, man. What up, Mice?
That was Prelude by Naza. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace Radio. Once we're going to get into this joint right now, this is for the ladies. This joint right here is called Sexy and You Know It by Lulu. You talk about a female with lyrics. Listen to what this female got to say. She's doing it hard right here on E-Radar, Einstein Artist Radio. Listen to it.
You sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. Lulu said he's stuntin', Lulu by the business. Lulu wants something, and Lulu go and get it. Next batter up, and Lulu don't miss. Step out like I'm winning, oh my hair and nails did it. Cause I'm sexy and I know it, I'm sexy and I know it. Elevated from the haters, I be looking like I'm floating. Make them burn them up, so it's time to get it toasted. I lit it and light it and love it, now I'm more focused. High up in the air, high up in the air. I look like I'm the motherfucking flyest up in here. Blue's of my boobs like he wanna jump in there.
Uh-huh.
All up in my leggings, try to see my underwear. And I don't even care how to sing up in the kitchen. She's a riot starter cause they fight for my attention.
Okay.
If you the freshest thing, then do it thing.
Ow.
Watch my own ass, who cares what they think?
Right.
Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know
okay.
it. Lulu getting money, Lulu by the pastries
okay.
when they come to cake.
Right.
Lulu got the bakery,
ow.
Got the total package, certified to ship.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteed to hit, get the game of French kiss.
Okay.
Cause I'm sexy and I know it, sexy and I know it.
Ow.
The shoes and outfit, match the bag that I'm holding.
Okay.
Never trying hard, cause
right.
it's easily they know
okay.
it. Love me in a mini, cause the booty out is poking.
Yeah.
Show 'em what you got, show 'em what you got.
Okay.
They ask you what you working with, you tell them it's a lot.
Oh.
Ain't no J-Lo, but it's Lulu from the block.
Right.
Who keep a winning hand while the loser sit and watch? Party like my B-Day, party like my B-Day.
Okay.
Got to spin my records like I was my own DJ.
Ow.
We supply it all, so they coming through like DJ.
Uh-huh.
Call it Simon Says and play whatever we play.
Sexy
and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back. My ladies in here going and we got the man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it.
Alright, I'm sexy and you know it. By doing big things, taking you to another level. The next one we're going to get into is called Green Light by Amora here on UAR.
Can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo, baby. If you with me, I can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo, baby. If you with me, and I don't even know your name. You got swag or you got a good game. Yeah, you know just what to say.
Stop waiting.
Lucia, never heard, but you're hearing it now on GQ Palace Radio. This is Radio Kill the Vibe by my man Cuban Link, exclusive here on UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio.
I'ma send that even shot a block.
Yeah, I'm hunting niggas down like a bobcat. Gunning with 100 rounds from a launcher. Infrareds on your head, fuck a hard hat. Cause wherever that red dot said, I'm a bobcat. Now let's see who really wanna touch me. Like Presky, I put them on night, snipe them like Wesley. The best beat, all up on my testes, but can't arrest me. I'ma make a Pacino, De Niro, and Pesci. A recipe for murder, I can chef it up. Even on CD, I got the burner. So be a fast learner and become a cash earner. Oh yeah, it's gonna turn up in the trash bag. Niggas better firm up, get fit and get athletic. Or the medic, I'll pull up to your crib like anesthetic. Once I said it, let her replace your body with prosthetics. That's why my clicks are diabetic.
Now they can block me from the radio, but I'm still rocking through your stereo. Cuba made me, New York raised me. The boss gave me the push to go. Try to stop my video.
True,
cause I'll be having all them pretty hoes.
Really,
shout out the lady. So if it's a maybe, love me or hate me, fuck you.
Yeah, I stay clipped up, smashing glove fashion when I'm writing like a stick up. So give up the cash for a blast and tagging your wig up. A lyrical assassin on the mic and I'm quick up. Get it cracking like the Clash. Get it cracking, push a bitch up. On that ass fast to the light and rap so hit ya. Like a Tyson jab in the fight and make you bitch up. They actions they matching what they reciting, they switch up. Like Obama with they bash, yeah, providing they get up.
Yeah.
Fuck the politicking cause the clock is ticking. Once I pop the clip in them hollows, follow tradition. And they ain't missing, they hitting every part as they picking. From your heart to your dick, you leave every artery tripping. Y'all bullshitting, frontin' for the press. Y'all more like Pippin after Jordan left. Bitchin' more and scoring
less.
Y'all wanna be like Mike, so I'ma post and
short a
test. Fuck the rest, cause I'ma put 23 and
post a check. Now they can block me from the radio.
True.
But I'm still rockin' through your stereo.
Here we go.
Cuba made me.
Yeah.
New York raised me.
Crazy.
The Bronx gave me the voice to go.
Crazy.
Try to stop my video.
True.
Cause I be having all them pretty hoes.
But really though.
Shout out the lady.
So if it's a maybe,
love me or hate me.
Fuck you, baby.
That's right, pay me, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Wanna hear all that bullshit, y'all know me. Y'all don't know me,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Now we gon' take it face to face like a whip,
yeah,
kick.
Yeah.
Radio can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah.
Videos can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah.
I do this shit grinding out from the motherfucking streets on up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You heard?
Yeah, yeah.
Start to finish.
Pop.
By Dons and Divas, that was that exclusive by Cuban Link. We're going to slow up the pace right now. We're going to get into My Addiction by my man Mike Moet. His joint right here is fire. You got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo.
Tell me,
she go. Licking fast, biting slow, biting soft, kissing slow. Mommy make it wet and wild, just the way your life can show. No, she not a plumber, but she know just where the pipes should go. Moving like a pro, only thing missing is the lights and pole. I'm about to make it rain, loving the way she do it. A pipeline to ecstasy and she's my conduit. No, I don't mean the pill, mama, I mean the thrill. Cause we ain't popped in a week, she got me leaning still. She got me fiending still, an itch that needs scratching. The mattress is gon' have to flip whenever we happen. Staying from summer rain, but hey, who gon' complain? Just when you thought that was the climax, here it come again. Then here it come again, then here it come again. Your eyes done roll back in your head, you tryna run again.
Like it too, be uninhibited. I love the things you like to do. It's new to you, blame your ex. Y'all was having baby sex. This might be wet, don't play with sex. I'm 50 shades of gray with sex. Some women, they favorite sex, but baby, you my favorite yet. Far more than my latest wreck. Don't know, but JJ stay this wet. Reality and status check. When I'm done eating, I pay the check. My compliments go to the chef, but I ain't tipped the waiter yet. Vanilla's not your favorite sex. The noise we make neighbors check. We lucky this is a song because the movie would be rated X. Love the things you do to me. Baby, when it's you and me, I'm absent from the set. You got my wet practice and truancy. I took them by the two or three, but nowadays it's one-on-one. Go three rounds like UFC, ain't no fun with the one and done. Far more than fun and games, though we play with toys and things. She catered to me, make sure I thoroughly enjoy the thing. That's why she my motivation, to let them know my station. Go hard, hustle non-stop, no vacation, no days off. Never laid off, never. We gon' stay on our burning until we're made off.
Excuse me, sweetheart. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Uh-huh.
I'm saying, it's all right. If he's over there, then he don't need to be with you. You know what I'm saying? I treat you like a diamond.
For real,
you know what I'm saying? It ain't a game, ma. Come here, let me talk to you for 1 minute. Listen to what I have to say. And if you want to bounce, then you bounce.
Tell me what you want, ma. Is it him or someone who you could trust, ma? My whole thing is to give you what you want, ma. So let's swing, cause he can't do a thing, ma. Know what I mean? Tell me what you want, ma. Is it him or someone who you could trust, ma? My whole thing is to give you what you want, ma. So let's swing, cause he can't do a thing, ma. Know what I mean? Come here, lady, let me whisper something in your ear.
cause the man you with is standing over there. His lost bad move, I'm trying to fill his shoes. You got an attitude, so what, I'm feeling you. Give me a minute or two, just to express myself. And if you still wanna leave, then help yourself. If you was mine, I would never leave you by yourself. That's like taking a nick, a dime is on the shelf. Use a $1 million lady who deserves better. Platinum ice suede boots with minks and leather. You know the finer things, the diamond rings. And when you get hungry, late nights, your food I bring. Showing you perfection, hitting all directions. Cause what you need is a man giving affection. This here's a blessing, no lie, no fessing. This here session right here is a love connection. Tell me what you want, ma. Is it him or someone who you could trust, ma? My whole thing is to give you what you want, ma. So let's swing, cause he can't do a thing, ma. Know what I mean? Tell me what you want, ma. Is it him or someone who you could trust, ma? My whole thing is to give you what you want, ma. So let's swing, cause he can't do a thing, ma. Know what I mean? I'm the type, I like late night snacks. I guess the thing was just hitting it and laying back. The eyes show me, cause at first you was looking lonely. You left a diamond, not through gazes on the street for me. So I'm picking it up, treating her right. Holding her tight, letting her know that it's alright. Being precise, she wants someone to hold her at night. I think that's me, cause now her eyes have a gleam. It seems she left a swan, not a pigeon in a pond. That's wrong, cause ain't nobody leaving nothing on their arms. Mentality is the reality, the gravity. I'll be lifted up, and you don't have to say carry me. This is a strategy, a man's looking mad at me. So make a decision before that brother have a tragedy. He know he was wrong from the start, when he drift apart. Now he's looking mad, cause I wanna try to get your heart. Tell me what you want, ma. Is it him or someone who you can trust, ma? My whole thing is to give you what you want, ma. So let's swing, cause he can't do a thing, ma. Know what I mean? Tell me what you want, ma. Is it him or someone who you can trust, ma? My whole thing is to give you what you want, ma. So let's swing, cause he can't do a thing, ma. Know what I mean? Coming with me, I'm staying with him. You treated like a queen with me, or trash with him. The loyalty I get from you won't give to him. The pleasure that I give to you won't get from him. The trust I give to you, you can't get from him. The love I feel for you, you won't feel from him. The talks you'll have with me, you won't have with him. The joy you'll feel with me, you won't feel with him. It's a love thing, hoping, open for devotion. He never had a woman like you to keep him focused. I'm not trying to hate the player, nor the game. But if the girl come with me money, yourself you blame. Why you need a real man, someone who understands the fact of life, a career, and have future plans. Take my hand and let me take you to paradise. All you have to say is goodbye to him and goodnight. Tell me what you want, ma. Is it him or someone who you could trust, ma? My whole thing is to give you what you want, ma. So let's swing, cause he can't do a thing, ma. Know what I mean? Tell me what you want, ma. Is it him or someone who you could trust, ma? My whole thing is to give you what you want, ma. So let's swing, cause he can't do a thing, ma. Know what I mean?
Alright, that was Tell Me What You Want by the Sleeping Giant. This next one we're going to get into, this is Mike J. I lost your number here on UAR, John Hardy Radio. It's Butter, baby.
Oh, y'all gonna move to this one, y'all.
Don't buy. When the lights are off in the club, everybody looks the same. Thought I'd probably spend the shorty at the club. Let's just go rock, catch your boy on the lane. Then she told me put a number in my phone. I did just that, but now it's like I'm having second thoughts when I see you in the flashlight. Scared free, don't know what to do with your number. Don't be mad when you see me. I know you are, but shouting at me when she asked me why. It's a cold, cold game. I guess she got the right to be mad at me. Shouting, throwing dirt on my name. Saying I don't care about a woman's needs. Wait a minute, stop, don't do that. Cause I didn't call you, girl, don't mean I don't care. There's just too many numbers on my phone. By accident, I deleted your number. But don't be mad when you see me. I know you are. Shouting at me when she asked me why.
I'ma tell her
I lost your number.
I'ma tell her
oh, 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 oh.
tell her, I'ma tell her.
Tell her that you got a chick to blow your phone up. Just tell her.
I lost your number.
You thought a chick was looking good in the club. Just tell her. I lost your number.
To my lady.
If you're trying to be nice, take his number down just so we can bounce. Just tell her,
tell her.
I lost your number, shout it.
I lost your number, shout it.
Where you take me,
I know you are.
Shout it, you need.
Don't forget, D.N. Lane, Love, Life, and Loyalties will be starting tonight from 9 to 11. Also, you know GQ Palace has 9 different episodes, 11 different hosts. Let's start down the line. Like I said, D.N. Lane, 9 to 11. We got Love, Life, and Loyalty giving y'all all the discussion, all any every topic on Love, Life, and Loyalty from 9 to 11. Then on Tuesday, tomorrow, we have GPS, GQ Palace Sports from 8 to 10 with the mayor, bringing you the bigger picture, doing the hard body karate like you say. So make sure you tune in for that. Then on Wednesday, we have the Diva Squad, Rachel, Angie, and T, discussing their grown and sexy topics and playing that old and new school slow jam hip hop and R&B, how they do it. That's from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Then from 9 to 10, you have GQ Palace Radio Fall Out Comedy with comedian Rakim Chick Singleton, bringing you the funniest laughter things going on radio, on Blog Talk Radio, also doing those prank calls. So make sure you don't be the one to get pranked. That's 9 to 10 right after the Diva Squad on Wednesdays. On Thursdays, you have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin, discussing what's going on in the world of the news today and give you that truth to the matter feedback and reality and on relationships. Excuse me. That's 8 to 10 Thursdays. On Fridays, you have GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment with your host, Rich Money, myself, from 6 to 9, interviewing up-and-coming artists, general questions, discussing grown and sexy topics, some of the biggest people in the industry coming on, letting you know what's going on with them, playing the hottest up-and-coming artist tracks as well as the pioneers that comes on the show. That's on Fridays. Then on Sundays, you have Spiritual Sunday with Ms. Lavina Polite from 7 to 9 with her special guests, some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, elders, playing gospel music and quoting scriptures of the Bible as well. Right after her, Lavina Polite on Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, from 9 to 10, you have Crossroads Temple with Brother Hunter, Timothy Squibby Hunter, that's right, from the legendary group Atlantic Star, hosting Crossroads Temple on Sundays from 9 to 10. Then on Mondays, you're right back here, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio. Now, let's get into this next joint. This next joint I want to play, it's a new joint by Tony. I figure I'll play it, you know, since we played it yesterday on Crossroads Temple with Brother Hunter. I'm going to play it tonight. It's called Higher. It's a gospel joint, but we're going to get into that. This is something new by Tony here on UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio. Remember where you heard it. Butter, baby.
Coming, but they didn't know what to think. They didn't think this could happen. Wasn't really sure of me. So I'll try to keep on moving. I won't trip off what they say. And I know that they'll keep hating on me each and every day. I gotta keep moving, yeah, yeah. I keep on praying, yeah, yeah. Gotta stay faithful, yeah, yeah. I got to get higher.
Gotta take it higher, higher.
vision that's been put in front of me. And I'm gonna keep on striving, cause my seat depends on me. So I'll stay on this journey. Cause I can do all things through Christ, cause he has strength in me. Gotta keep pushing, keep on praying, gotta stay faithful, I got to get higher.
Tony, exclusive played on UAR Unsigned Artist Radio. All right, coming up next, this last song we got coming out is called First Step by Sicko, The Main Thing. Don't forget, we got D-Ann Lane coming up with her new episode tonight, Love, Life, and Loyalty, so make sure you tune in for that. But right now, I'm going to get into this last single on UAR Radio for the night, First Step by Sicko, The Main Thing. Remember where you heard it. DQ Palace Radio, you way it off. It's butter, baby.
Lord, no.
My appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus, I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus, I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus, I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus, I've been deprived, I just wanna take a second, I'm going crazy,
right?
They say the sun is out, for me it been snowing lately,
right?
Hungered on the race of things that used to motivate me,
right?
And these little dudes tempting me to show them crazy. Wind blowing through the window, prime time sweating, got me stuck up on my bench flow. But the storm ain't over, it's still raining, so go figure why I'm still out in the field banging. I don't feel painin', I got used to it. I see the storm coming, I just move through it. I gotta pray to make it, spend so much time trying to embrace it, cause I'm dying to be favored. Read through all the specs, but only abide by the basics. Slow paper done divided me from what's sacred. Hatred in the heart, I don't like it, I know it's wrong, but me protecting me is the way I've been holding on. Cause I've been through it so frequent, I know the storm, and it's accumulating. So I resume with patience, and when I make it to the top, I got some rumors waiting. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. Where it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again.
We ain't got it together, we ain't riding together, but they ain't rotting together. Cause they ain't plotting to sell her. Ego high to the measure, now who's hotter than pepper? Calm your little nerves and move your mind off the metal. How you moving? Cause my focus is who's designing my pedal. Need a little bit of bread, but I'm entwined with the light. Cause I'm just trying to become like a designer to Christ.
Like a designer to Christ.
But if you find with your life, then you can shine with the trife. But I'm with mine for the night. Me, I'm on the good side, hood side still. Got a testimony crazy and it's worth a couple mil. I know a dude who know a dude, they like brothers, for real.
And he put out word as own brother, probably swear.
I'm like, probably for real, with that poverty appeal. I bang the doors down, hit my will. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. I swear it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again. Trying to do it again. I gotta do it again.
I'ma trust in you. I'ma trust in you.
That was First Step by Sicko the Mean 10. I just want y'all to know I am your host for the night on UAR Unsigned Artist Radio, Rich Money. Don't forget, stay tuned, stay on, because we have Deanne Lane and her co-host Mario coming on. I'm going to let her fill y'all in on all other stuff that she got going on, because I ain't going to bust my brain trying to remember it, and I ain't going to lie to you. So I want to wish y'all a happy night. I'm your host, Rich Money, for UAR Unsigned Artist Radio tonight. I hope y'all enjoyed yourself. Stay tuned, because coming up next, we got the one and only Deanne Lane, Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
this is Deanne Lane, and welcome to Love, Life, and Loyalty here on Q Palace Radio with my co-host,
Mr. Mario. And y'all follow me on Twitter. I'm doing good tonight. How are you?
I'm okay.
And y'all follow me on Twitter at Call Me MR Mario and on Facebook at Counselor Mario. We'll be looking at tweets and Facebook posts. Somebody might get lucky and get one read on the air tonight.
No, you didn't. Tonight's guest speaker, let me tell you, he is the master, the author of Through the Storm Come In and Come Enjoy My Sexy Play.
How does he spell come in the storm, through the storm come in?
Yes, no, it's not the come in. We know what we normally talk about. It's the C-U-M. And,
of course,
with the sexy play, it's two X's and two Y's. Yes, it is. But let me just mention this to everybody out there. He's a lover with a stable and a man of oh so many words with no apologies. Tonight, he's going to let us in on how he loves, how he lives life, and how he defines loyalty in relationships, and what we need to talk about and think about when dealing with a Mr. Out of the Box. But wait, before we begin, I'm going to take a break and return with the Mastel so that we all can get a feel for his inner thoughts about love, life, and loyalty. Listen, as you guys come and tune in with us tonight, me and Mr. Mario, listen up. Give us a call at 646-200-3838. Press 1 so we can hear what's on your mind tonight. Right, Mr. Mario?
That's right. I want to know what somebody got to think about this fella.
All right, now, our next song is Get Up on the Room, R. Kelly. We'll be right back.
Baby, we're both just sitting here. We need to get somewhere private. Just you and me. Listen.
It's the middle of the night. We're both just sitting here. I'm checking out your body. The hot shorts and tanks you wear make me wanna do something freaky to you, my baby. Gotta let me know something, 'cause I need to know right here.
We need to get somewhere.
Yeah.
We can be alone.
Alone.
I'm just my place.
That's right.
You got folks at home.
So can we get up?
Up on the roof,
baby, just me and you.
Baby, me and you.
I'll go there on you.
If we get
on the room, bubble bath, you and me chilling in a tub, babe.
I'm gonna wash your body, babe. Body, babe. You're gonna wash my body, babe.
Gonna wash my body. Yeah, babe, drive you crazy. Can we get up? Get up on the roof.
Thank you.
Radio. On the line, we should have the Mastel. Is he there?
Yes, yes, yes. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. Good to hear your voice. As you know, on the line, I have my co-host, Mr. Mario.
How you doing, Mastel?
All right, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right, brother.
All right, now before we get to the heart of our discussion tonight, I want our listeners to get to know the human side of you before you are dehumanized by the listeners, you already know, who won't agree with you, and those who do agree with you will probably hail you as a hero. So question, go ahead, Mr. Mario, you have a question for him.
I want to give our listeners something to watch out for. This guy has a poem called Two Rights to Be Wrong. Just keep that in mind as we go through the night show. The name Mastel, M-A-S-T-E-L, where did that come from? I'm curious to hear how you came up with it.
Well, actually, this came that I acquired about 15, 20 years ago. Some friends of mine, they came to the Mastermind Intellectual, and actually, that's because I was able to kind of manipulate things all the time, situations, and, you know, to kind of give somebody some kind of courage to see things my way.
Okay. You see things your way, huh? Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yes. So I guess the other question is, so who is Mastel the author?
Well, Mastel the author, he's like a bunch of characters. You know, he's the fool when he needs to be a fool to hang out. He's also, you know, a clown when he needs to clown. But for the most part around America, the past Mastel has been known to be a very, 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 very good lover.
Really? Good lover?
According to who?
A lover to who? According to who?
According to the name.
Is it a good part?
Excuse me?
Would it be a good part-time lover or a good lover?
Mr. Mastel, that was a question.
Say the question again?
Would it be a good lover or a good part-time lover?
I would say a good lover because it's nothing part-time about this guy right here. You know, it's nothing part-time at all about him.
Wow. Okay. Mm. So, I, since we're talking about the author and not the other person, I guess the genre of your book, what type of genre would your books be labeled as? You know, fiction, nonfiction?
Pretty much nonfiction. The first book is inspiration. The second book is strictly for entertainment. You know, I wrote that one for the ladies, you know, when I was kind of putting out my information around America to just get a test and see exactly what they want. So the women, they asked me for more sex. So I had to kind of give them what they needed and what they wanted.
Excuse me. They asked me for more what?
More sex stories.
Really? Wow. Wow.
So Mastel, I got to get a women what they want.
Yeah, I got to get what they want.
Got to get what they want.
Okay.
So I was looking at the title of your book, Mastel, and Through the Storm Come In and Sex Play, with two X's and two Y's. So I was wondering, these titles are very creative, but sex-driven, if you look at the wording. Who is your intended audience, and why should they read your book with these very explicit titles?
The intended audience, as I said, are the ladies. The ladies first, and it tells you that in the intro of the book. And that's the intended audience. And the reason why they probably need to read it, because there's a lot of things that they can learn about, different things as far as passion goes, because I'm a very passionate guy. And, you know, I believe in passion all the way live. And if it ain't got passion, you know, passion brings the intensity of how things are supposed to be done. So, what do you do, you know?
What do you think?
What kind of ladies? When we say the ladies, you want this wouldn't be something you'll get a mom and say, "Mom, read this right."
Well, let's just say it could be something that's just, you know, behind closed doors.
Okay.
So his mother read the book?
Yeah. Oh, well, my mother. She looked at the book. You know, she cut me with her eyes. Her eyes turned into the jacket, so she cut me a little bit. But she was just like, you know, I'm kind of proud of you, but at the same time too, I heard you. I see what you're doing.
Wow. Okay. Are you a church boy?
I would say yes and no. You know, when I get a chance to, I get there.
So how's the congregation, let me ask you, before you go any further, how's the congregation look at you knowing that you write these type of books?
Woo! They want to baptize me like 20 times.
Really?
In the river?
You show the river? How about
in the river.
We won't do you in the river. How about the, oh, wow, okay. All right, interesting. So I guess, the one thing I have to say, you know, I had a chance to review some of your genre, and I'm telling you, it's really explicit. Really, it's all about you. It's all over, you're all over the books. The cover is you. The back cover is you. And how big is your ego?
I would say my ego is probably big as New York City. You know.
Wow.
A lot of ego.
It's a lot of ego.
Wow, so that is a lot of ego. Let me ask you, so where do you gather most of your inspiration for your works from? Is it from experience, hands-on experience, per se?
Some of it comes from hands-on experience. Some of it comes from, you know, just kind of taking my mind into an imaginary land. And, you know, I'm looking around and I'm thinking about some things that we could be doing and what we should be doing because, you know, I got a certain setting and a certain mold that I like everything to happen in. You know, most guys, they don't like a setting. They in there to, you know, just cook up and it's done with. But I got a certain setting that I like to create.
May I chime in for Mr. Mario? Is that true? Are you one of those guys who don't like a setting?
Well, you know, you got to have surprises. So sometimes you might not be in the setting you might necessarily want to be in.
Oh, so you agree
but,
with
you?
You
know, sometimes it's cool to have your own little mood and set everything how you want to set it. Y'all women like that from time to time as well.
What kind of setting, when you say setting, what's your typical definition of setting? Is it just candlelight?
It could be, you know, candlelight. Could be a bubble bath. Could be dinner. You know, depends. Could be a party.
Could be the bushes, but go ahead.
So I got a sitting room in my home, and it's a black room, and it has a chair on the wall for the young lady to sit on.
Really?
Okay, chair, bar stool. Recliner. Which one does Matt sell to?
I think I choose a recliner.
A recliner?
Yeah, I would have to choose a recliner.
Wow. That's why a recliner? Excuse me, why a recliner? I got a little, okay, in your phone I hear a little interception.
Excuse me for that. Like I said, I'm not a lazy boy, so I'm a recliner. I would choose a recliner, you know.
Wow. Okay. So, you know what? I want to get through these questions. I really want to get to the heart of why you're here tonight. But what can we expect from you from the future as an author?
Well, I'm going to take a little different route. My next book is due to come out probably mid-2014. The title is called The Definition Of, and I'm kind of getting away from sex to kind of talk about relationships, the definition of relationships.
So has your life changed
between sex play and the new book coming out that would make the new book something different?
Yeah, I would say that, but gathering certain material from my past and seeing situations that other people go through, I like to write about social support a little bit more in this book here. And learning how to kind of get around certain issues here and there, because it's a lot of issues that women have with men that men don't know how to fix or can't fix, and vice versa.
Very nice, very nice, very nice. I like that. Okay, so I could take it from the first two books, you've sort of grown up.
Yeah, I would say I sort of grown up. You know.
Okay. And what do you think was a certain, what was the one thing that made you, I guess, take this turn to now go into a different direction and write a book based on relationships and not so much about sex per se? Because your first two books are, you know, is riddled with sex innuendos, sexual stories. And it's kind of nice to hear a gentleman say, you know, I'm writing something about relationships. It lets me know that you've really tapped into, you know, your adulthood and growing. Is that something that, you know, you can really point to as far as you, you know, as far as your writing is grown per se?
Yeah, I would say growing, because every day, you know, you learn something new. Every day passes, you get more wisdom. You know, you pay attention to a lot of things all the time. So, you know, it's a lot of things that need to start off from the beginning. And it's something that we'll probably talk about later, about, you know, when you first start dating. Because everybody is pretending when they're dating. Guys are pretending that they dress like this. That guys are pretending with the rims, like they got it like that. And they might have, some guys who have it like that, and females too, you know. But it's all about when you come to the table from the beginning, kind of letting everybody know what your agenda and your motives are, you know. If you know, let people know what your motives are and your agendas are, then it makes it a little easy. And if you're honest, you know.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are not honest.
Are you honest?
I would be honest, you know. I don't like claims put on me, you know. If you want to put claims on me, then you got to find something else better to do. You know what I'm saying?
But let me ask you a question. Are you honest from the moment you meet somebody right off the bat? Like, here, this is me. This is what I'm about. This is all I want from you. That's it.
Would you tell a girl, I'm looking for a one-night stand?
Well, it's, in my case, like you say about that ego, it's not so much ego, but it's not cocky. It is what it is. You know, it's when I approach a woman or she's approaching me, you know, it's like an understood thing, you know. When you look at me and my demeanor, it's like an understood thing. You know, we only here for this one little session, and this is what it's going to be. I mean, we can talk about it, you know, because I used to kind of, you know, back in the days before I started growing, I had questions, you know, and I had rules. We couldn't get together, you know, two times in 1 week because, you know, most of the time when that happens, you know, the other person thinks it's a relationship. They think it's to get married next week, you see? And I don't play that.
Oh, you don't?
You don't play that. Oh, wow. You don't play that,
Wow. Okay, so listen, now that we got through a little bit about you as an author, we know where your head is at when you write, but I'm very happy to know that your writing's taking a different turn to more about relationships. And like I said, you know, wanted to just touch on your writing because, like I said, it was just riddled with sex. But then I love the way you think because you're keeping it honest and upfront. So what I want to do is write, now that we've gotten to know you as an author, we're going to get to the heart of why you are here, which is to talk about how you view love, life, and loyalty when it comes to relationships. You have with women, you date. We already know that you date a lot of women. Is that something I shouldn't be saying? Mr. Mastel?
Yes, you're welcome.
I can put that out there. You date a lot of women, right?
I date a lot of women, you know. Probably half of them. Like this.
So you like to keep your options open, in other words.
Yeah,
you like to keep your options open.
Keep
your options open, along with other things, you know?
Okay, you got to keep your options open. Okay, so listen, let's get right down to it. Okay, now listen, why should we consider you a Mr. Out of the Box?
Well, I'm Mr. Out of the Box for some fact, you know, some people probably not going to agree with me, and some people, you know, I'm going to say it like it is. I'm just coming straight from the hip, straight from the heart.
Come on, bring it.
It's not rehearsed. It's not written. You know, like you were saying a second ago about love, life, and loyalty, you know, a lot of people don't know the definition of love. Some people just don't even know the definition of themselves. That's part of the reason why that next book, The Definition Of, is to get people to start defining themselves, because so many people can define you a whole lot better than they can find themselves. They can tell you who you are, what you're about, but they can't tell you who they are or what they're about. So that, therefore, when we talk about love, we got to understand that we got to have a common definition of what love is. Because some people think love is you, some think love is sex only. You know, see, I got a big appetite, so I got to say that. But
you have a big appetite for what?
Sex play.
Really?
Would your definition of love be sex?
My definition of my personal definition, without looking at Webster's dictionary, my personal definition of love would possibly be, you know, being able to support one another from far. In other words, for me, a woman has to be there for me enough to support me from falling, but not try to keep up with me like I'm her child. You know, that's about where that goes, like that.
Gotcha.
So you all for the independent women, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really? I didn't take you as the type of guy. So maybe you might be the type of guy who might want a woman who is stay at home, laid back. You know, listen to her man. And accept his ego for what it is and not challenge him.
Well, that's true, too, accepting, you know, because you got alpha males and you got alpha females. So
Wait a minute. Let me ask you, are you an alpha male? When you throw that out there, are you an alpha male? Are you an alpha male? Well, you know, we're going to find that out. Cause I know that I'm an alpha female. We're going to definitely find that out because, you know, when a man puts that out there in front of me, I always make it very clear. You better come strong or don't come at all. And it's not about the physical, it's about the mental for me. Fair enough? Excuse me, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Yeah, of course. But, you know, one thing I would say, you know, women are emotional, men are logical.
That is not always true. Listen, that is not always true. That is not always true.
Because we both have the same C's in us. We both have logical and emotional in us. But men, their percentage of logic outweighs the percentage of emotion.
That is not true. Well, that may be true on your side of the camp, but on my side of the camp, I'm equally yoked in that area where I can do both emotional and, you know, the logical. It's not that deep.
Maybe so the girl that you've dealt with has been emotional.
Yeah, the one you've dealt with, right, has been emotional. Am I right, Mr. Mastel?
Well, in some cases they have been, but, you know, it's a 50-50. Like I said, when it comes down to logically, it's just like with situations here that logically, a man's going to try to logically narrow down why something is not occurring or you know, why this or that is this or that. And a female, she's going to emotional. My feelings, you know.
Are you kidding me? What stage are you on having this comedy show? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I gotta ask, are you a comedian?
I'm not comedianizing. I'm just saying, you know, it is what it is.
Wow. Wow. Okay, you know, let's move forward a little bit because I'm getting a little antsy. Okay. Mr. Mastel, you got me a little tight, but that's okay. I'll forgive you.
Okay.
I will forgive you.
Please forgive
me. I will. I guess the next question is, What is the next question? He threw me off a little bit.
Love bandit. We want to know about the love bandit.
Before you answer,
the picture with the bandana and the eyes cut out, is that the love bandit?
Get that at the sex superhero.
That's a who hero? The sex hero.
The sex superhero.
Let me explain to the listeners out there. If you guys have not gotten this gentleman's book, it's called Come Enjoy My Sex Play. And in the book, Mr. Mastel has a bandana on, a bandana with a hat, and you call yourself a sex hero. What does a sex hero do?
Super sex hero has X-rated vision. As opposed to X-ray vision, he has X-rated vision. And can project, you know, thoughts of sexual energy and passion in anybody's mind at any given time. You know, something like myself.
The
wow.
Sex superhero. Wait, does this sex superhero have a name? Does he have a name?
Well,
or does his name change varying on the individual he's dealing with?
Well, he has a name. I call him the fool because he's a fool with it. We call him the fool.
Okay, the fool.
Yeah, the fool.
Interesting. This is very interesting. Oh, wow.
He has some counterparts. His counterpart friend name is JoJo, and he has a stegosaurus that is his animal mate.
Really?
Yeah.
He has a stegosaurus that's his animal mate. What kind of calls would these? Are there any calls?
Yeah,
if she wants to get in touch with the fake superhero, how does she do that? As a bat symbol that flashes?
Nah, all you got to do when it comes out of that there, you go like this here.
Are you kidding me? I can't. I'm trying to hold it. Listen, you're kidding me, right? I know you're a legitimate author. I get you, but it's like, yo, you are really out on a whole nother level of you know, you're taking me to another planet. I mean, I'm on Saturn's ring, Jupiter's rings. Is it Jupiter's rings or Saturn's rings? Jupiter's rings, right? I can't, Saturn's rings, right? You really have me going somewhere I'm like, I've never been before, and I'm trying to embody the way you think, and I can't seem to grasp it because my body is like, no, I'm rejecting everything you're saying, but I know you're sincere, and I know you're a sweet man, but are you kidding me? Are women falling for this? Are you kidding me?
You know, sometimes you have to leave well enough alone, then.
I know, I'm going to leave this alone. You are Mr. Out of the Box. There are some things you can unwrap in return, but I can imagine. I cannot re-gift you. Oh,
I got another question for you, Master.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to ask you a question. I got four responses. I want you to pick one of those four responses. All right. Are you A, womanizer, B, a master manipulator, 3, a male sowing his wild oats, or you simply Santa Claus looking to spread a little joy across the land?
Hey, Santa Claus spreading a little joy across the land, you know.
You Santa Claus? Oh, my
Santa
God.
Claus.
I'm not surprised that that was his answer, Deanne.
I am shocked. I thought you might say a master manipulator. I can respect you for that.
See, I would say Santa Claus because, you know, I got a lot of talent and a lot of gifts, and I have to pass out these gifts. I have to educate, you know, sometimes about passion because there's a lot of people out there that don't know about passion. They don't know how passion doesn't have any starts, beginnings, or stop signs or yield signs. It just happens, you know. So, and when you get the book, it's the storyline, and then it talks about how things just happen, you know. Passion
right.
just happens. You can't put that on a schedule. You know,
so does a fake superhero have a Santa Claus outfit?
Oh yeah, he got a complete outfit. He got the bandana on, the hat, the tights.
Oh my god.
Well, you know, Halloween just passed, so our listeners might be interested to know what was fake superhero for Halloween.
Well, fake superhero was himself, and he couldn't really be seen too many times in public because once you see the sex superhero, especially if you look into his eyes, he has eyes that can hypnotize anyone. It wouldn't matter who he is or what he loves. She gets hypnotized all day, every day. So he found himself, he had a black bandana, his hat, his tights, his Under Armour tights, his Nike sneakers, and he had something nice and lumpy in the front.
Wow. Mr. Master, I do have a question. How many books, I mean, as an author, how many books have you sold, at least across, you know, from California, say, now to New York, across the country? How many books have you sold?
I'm going to say probably right about 4,000 or 5,000 from the download, the actual physical book and whatnot.
Okay, so, Master, I guess you have a big female fan base, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm on a site called Tag. I know it's somewhat of a dating site, but I most of the time that's where most of my clientele comes from, on Tag, tag.com, Mr. Mastel.
So you do a lot of online dating. You meet a lot of girls through social media.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of that, but I have done it, and, you know, I mean, Hey, they look at this, they see that, they see this, and you know, it is.
When you say see this and see that, explain to me what do they see? Give me a visual. Yeah. You paint me a visual. You're a writer, so paint me a visual with your words.
All right, they see the eyes first and foremost. That's what connects first with the eyes. If I get that eye contact and we interlock eye contact through my pictures, like a pit bull terrier, into, you know, when he locks on, when you lock onto these eyes. It's a wrap. and you go down to the lips. The lips look like they were made specifically. Specifically to do very magical things that no man probably has done before.
So it's all in the eyes. It's all in the eyes.
It's all in the eyes. So I can't. So what if I don't like your eyes? Then what do I look at?
Then you might look at these arms, because these arms, they're ridiculous.
Guns, baby.
Guns. What if I want a pistol? Not necessarily a gun. I want a pistol.
Well, see, you won't get to the pistol. You get the pistol stuck in the waist. Go get to the pistol. You talking about a fofo, too.
I wouldn't say that out too loud, sir. Pistol, don't put that out there, okay? Okay, never take it back. Once it's out there, you can never take it back. A pistol, okay. So listen, I want to put everybody on hold for a second. I want to give a shout-out to Max Media Studios. It's a video marketing, web design, and branding agency that specializes in generating leads and online sales for authors and small business owners. Services include web design, video editing, online marketing, graphic design. To learn more about how they can help you turn your vision into sales, visit their website at www.maxmediastudios.com/radio or call them at 1-704-699-3524. Give us a call here at Q-Pals Radio tonight. The Mastel is in the house tonight, and I want you guys to call us at 646-200-3838. Press 1 so we can hear what's on your mind. You know, Mario, you're right. Somebody's got to be calling in. You got to call.
Callers, I know y'all got some questions for us. Somebody got to say something.
We're not out here by ourselves on this journey. I mean, seriously, we're going to take a breather and come back with...
Ladies, I know y'all don't agree with what's being told. I know y'all don't agree with what's being said.
I didn't think I would... You know, Mr. Mastel, I don't mean to laugh. It's just like, you know, I'm trying to embody your ideals. But as a woman that I am, the alpha female, my body's rejecting it through laughter. I love you, though. I think you're a sweetie pie. So listen...
I think we got some callers who want to talk to Santa Claus later on.
Yeah, we got to have a call to talk to Santa Claus. Mr. Mastel, my bad. Mr. Mastel, listen, everybody, give us a moment. We'll be right back. The next song is Go Low. Take a moment, take a breather. We'll be right back. Dean Lane and Mr. Mario.
I wanna be sipping, dancing on your sweet, sweet water. Spend some time about to get at 12 place. This is the fourth quarter. Some people sit right there and can't say what's on their mind. Some people wanna freak, some are just too damn shy. But with me, that's not the deal. Girl, I say how I feel. Wanna see something I like? I'm gonna keep it real. For instance, you look like food. I wanna put you on my plate.
Would you like that?
Stop you up with some biscuits and go on and eat you, babe.
Would you like that, girl?
Until you make it rain. Grab my ears and pull my face. Tonight I'll be giving you praise. Now some people take their time, and some people procrastinate. Some people bump and grind, cause they with that full play. But it's like that green to me, lick it and roll it, babe. Six is like dope to me, so let's get it going.
swag it, baby.
For instance, you look like food. I wanna put yummy. You on my plate. Stop you up with some biscuits. And go on and
tell you.
Until you make it rain.
Rain.
Run my hands into my face.
Tonight I'll be giving you brains.
Hard, cross it over in between. Run it like a point guard. Girl, my tongue got mad handles.
Come on, coach, and call my name. Hey. Shoot that thing. Yeah. Win that game.
With the Mastel, a.k.a. Mr. Out of the Box. Now, Mr. Mastel, you still here with us, right? You didn't run away, did you?
I ain't going nowhere.
All right, don't go anywhere, honey. You sit still. You just hang on in here with us. Listen, are you ready to sprinkle us with some of your enlightenment on women?
Yes, yes. I want to talk about my enlightenment on women.
Okay, because as a woman, I want to know, you know, I want to know what men are really doing out there when it comes to dating and, you know, how they come upon us and how when we encounter them. I want to really want to know, you know, as you being the example, because, you know, you're a different breed, you're a different bird from me. I guess I want to crack the code of the Mr. Out of the Box, you know. I want to know what it is as a woman I need to be aware of. But, you know, I guess we have to be very tactful about it because I don't want you to get lost in the conversation. So I guess one question I want to ask you is, are you looking for love when you ask a woman out on a date? And as a woman, should I be asking that?
No, you can ask that. That's a comfortable question. That's a good question right there. There's certain questions that you shouldn't ask when we talk about dating, you know, because if a woman approaches me, I'm looking at a lot of things about her. I'm trying to pay very close attention to her motive first and foremost, because her motive is there hanging over her shoulder like a shadow, and I can see it in advance. Some women, they're very good. They can hide their motive for a week, a month, 3 months,
really?
A year. Yeah, so you got to pay attention. The same thing with guys, too. But, you know, for the most part, because some guys just only want certain things. Sometimes it's just, you know, to knock it around or something like that. But sometimes a guy may want to place to stay, money in his pocket, and this and that. You know, got to look at the woman's motive. Sometimes women want kids, men want kids. But for the most part, you know, I do believe that there are some things that need to be dealt with or looked at the beginning of a situation.
Okay, listen, I have a call on the line. His name is Mike. Mike, are you there? Mike?
Yes, I am here. Yes, hello?
Yes, hi, Mike. This is Deanne and my co-host, Mr. Mario. We have the Mastel on the line. Mike, you have any questions?
Yes, Mastel, can I ask you something? You make it sound like you like God gift to women. What makes you God gift to women? This is what I want to know. What do you do that's different from any ordinary man that does, and you're an author? I'm kind of curious. What makes you so grand, quote, exquisite to these females out here?
Well,
that's a good question.
Well, yeah, that's a good question, Mr. Mike. I'm going to tell you like this, Mike. A lot of times, there's a lot of guys out there that don't take time out to make sure that they're very sensitive to certain needs of a woman.
And when I say take time, I'm not just talking about in the bedroom. I mean just period. You know, you gotta when you do something with a woman, you gotta make sure that you lean on her all the way. If you're trying to drag her in, draw her in, and you know, you don't want to leave her, you know, without walking away with nothing. You know, most of the time that's how a woman feels. It feels empty. They may not even come back to see or speak with you ever again. Me, in that sense, it's a little different. Because if we go on at something, like I said, about passion, I go hard. My passion brings my intensity to a certain level to where you're going to respond back to me some kind of way. You know? And it's not saying I'm like a supernatural being, but on the real, though, I'm just saying, you know, taking time out.
You said she's going to respond back to you in a certain kind of way. What makes you think she's not just using you and playing you as a joke?
Because like I said, I can see the motive a mile away. The motive is like a shadow.
So we're still talking about it's all in the eyes, huh?
Yeah, it's all in the eyes. I mean, I can see your motive. I might smile at you and everything.
But you
know
exactly. The majority of women out here now, most of them are independent. They don't even need a man. The majority of women out here now. You understand?
Absolutely right.
If they with a man, believe me, they don't want you for what you got because you don't have nothing that they want. So if you're choosing a female that's saying all this about you, believe me, I'm not trying to downfall you or anything, but me personally, that female has a low self-esteem and she don't have no ethics about herself or anything.
Well, that's
because
not
what it is. Go ahead.
On the first date, you know, I mean, is it companionship? You're just trying to get a feel for the person? You looking for a one-night stand? Do you want to know if it's potential? What are you looking for on that first date?
And that's for me, right?
Myself? Yeah.
All right. What I'm looking for on that first date is, first and foremost, if she has confidence. If she doesn't have confidence, I know he was just talking about self-esteem, but confidence is very important. If she has confidence in herself, then she's going to be able to have confidence and trust with me. And if I see that that's shady at all within herself, then
we have a call on the line. Her name is Kitty. Kitty, are you there? This is Deanne. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Kitty. How are you? This is Deanne.
Yeah.
How are you? Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, this is Mr. Mario, my co-host. Listen, Kitty, have you been listening to the show?
Yes, I've been listening.
And what do you think of Mr. Mastel?
He looks kind of cocky a little bit to me. He has a potential a woman that he, you know, says that he has everything a woman needs and wants.
And Mr. Mastel, what's your response to that?
Well, Miss Kitty, you never had a chance to meet me yet. So, you know, if you ever met me,
wow,
sure, but that would change.
Yeah, so you say it may or may not.
I love you, Miss Kitty.
It may or may not. What do you have to offer to a woman that
you
think is
significant? So when you meet a woman, you're giving her everything, your undivided attention. You're giving her your interest. You're giving her that curiosity. You make her feel special. You know.
Yeah. I make her feel very special.
Yeah, but once you get what you want, do you continue that?
Well, when you say what
you
want.
Or is it just on to the next one?
Right. Well, see, it's not what you want. When you say what you want, because, see, I'm not looking strictly for sex when I meet a woman like that. You know, approach her or she approach me, whatever. I'm not looking just for sex like that. My thing is I'm looking to see exactly what all other patterns that she has within her that she can show me as a spouse, a potential spouse, or, you know, a lifelong partner.
But are you looking for a lifelong partner? Are you, at this point in stage in your life, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal I think any of us are looking for. That's outside being the author and the master of the character, because the master of the character, that guy got a little Tourette syndrome. But outside of that.
Oh, yeah, Tourette.
Well, we're going to say Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. How about that one?
Oh, there's two of you. What are you, a Gemini?
No, I'm a Taurus. I'm a Taurus, straight bull.
So you're gonna take the stable. You're gonna go from a stable to one speed. That's where we're going here.
Yeah, but we can extend the stable.
Kitty,
out of
Kitty, where are you? Kitty, where you at? Kitty, where you at?
I'm in Florida.
I'm about to say, are you still on the line, girl? Do not hang up yet. I want you. You gotta listen. We can't be on this journey alone. We need somebody with us.
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Good. So,
I have another question.
All right.
Go ahead.
Kitty
got a question. Wait, Kitty has a question. Go ahead, Kitty.
So my question to you, since you said you're looking for somebody long-term, are you able to fulfill what the woman wants for that whole long-term relationship as a husband, as a, you know, lover, everything combined into one, or are you just going to do it just temporarily as you're saying you're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? You may switch,
ooh,
you know, being nice, and then you may switch later and then flip out on the woman to get rid of her and get to the next one. Do you think you could be that quote-unquote man for that woman, that man that could be there for her through thick and thin no matter what, or you just going to be there just to have your little fun, make it look good, somebody have a little show on your arm, make you look good on the road because you're booking all that good stuff? Are you really that kind of man that a woman really wants? Is he so much of a messed out?
Yes, I would say I'm able to do that type of commitment, you know, if everything is, if the ground is, if the soil is very, you know.
If the soil?
Yeah, the soil.
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you, but go ahead. The soil's what?
The soil is rich. And,
Is your soil rich?
Yeah, my soil is extremely rich. But if her soil is rich enough for me to plant my seed and plant and establish my lifetime staying with her, then, you know, we can go ahead and move forward on that. And I can stay committed. Commitment is not a problem for me. I don't have any problem with commitment. It's, like I said, when I see a lot of different things that I see inside of a woman or a man, because we all evolve, and therefore with evolution, you know, what a woman likes this year, she may not like next year.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. What you like this year, you may not like next year, right?
Right.
So you wishy washy. You're really not looking for a long term relationship.
So you will meet a woman, get in a long term relationship, but year and a half go by, I'm out of here. This is boring. I'm ready to move on.
Remember the beginning of the show, we were talking about growing up. That's the old me. The old me, I had that type of mentality, you know.
Okay.
I had a limit. The limit was either 7 months or 2 years. And
what is it now? Come on, bring it. You are love like a world. Bring it. Don't start now. Let it go. Come on, bring it out.
Let it out.
Yeah. Let it out. All right, well, there's really no limit now. You know, there's no limit now. I mean, a woman, in my opinion, she sets her own limits with me. She sets that with me herself.
You know what? I think you like to try to control a relationship.
Is that Mike? Mike, you still on the air?
Yeah, I'm still. I ain't going nowhere. I'm just listening.
Okay, go ahead, Mike. Come on in, Mike. Come on in.
I think you like to try to control a relationship. You will never find a woman that fulfills your needs because you want to be in control. And this is from a man's point of view. In a relationship, to me, it's 50-50. You understand? It's not. If it's 80-20, then you want control of the relationship. You want to do what you want to do. You understand? You will never find a woman that's independent, going to be there for you, and want to be there for you. If you do, God forbid, if you got something, are you getting money? Because she ain't going to be there long, partner.
I hear you.
Are you okay with that, Mr.
Mastel? Everybody's entitled to their, you know, point of view.
It's not disrespectful towards you. I'm just, you know, taking my point of view, you know. I don't want you to feel
like
disrespectful.
I'm going to follow up behind
you.
I do think that you have to be the dominant one in the relationship, that you feel like things are going to be my way. I'm going to be honest with you, and it's pretty much take it or leave it, but it's got to be my way. I'm not really willing to compromise, and like Mike said, relationships are 50-50. It's a teamwork. It's two people.
Like I said, we taking it back to the old days. You know,
the old days,
the Garden of Eden, if I'm correct, was given to
Adam.
Given to Adam.
The wheels are coming off the sled.
Right.
I mean,
certain leadership positions were given to men for a reason. And that has to be respected. You see what I'm saying? So it's not trying to be in control. And like I said, everybody's kind of their own.
So you're going to actually use the Bible
against...
I didn't say the word Bible. I just said...
Okay, okay. You're going to use what we
well,
do know.
A biblical reference.
Yeah, biblical reference. Okay, I didn't want to bring in... I don't want to bring... You know, I try to separate church, God. You know, I try to separate certain things. Okay, so you're going to bring Adam into this. So let me ask you a question, Adam. Me being Eve, you think you should dominate me?
I don't think I should dominate you, but in rightful respects, even scientifically, without that, I'm supposed to lead and guide you and also be a very strong provider for you. I mean, in this new generation, in this days and times, like you said, guys, women are independent, and that's all well and good, but out of the most of everything, that man's supposed to be that rock. And the next book I got coming out called The Definition of, I want to define what a man is, and I'm going to define what a woman is. Not right now tonight, but the definition, because I want to make sure that it's very clear, so clear to where you have no misunderstanding of what a man is and what his position is and a woman's position in a
okay.
relationship. So
fair
coming
enough.
In the door, yeah.
Well, fair enough. I have another call on line. Her name is Keisha. Keisha, this is Deanne. Hi. How are you?
Hi,
welcome.
Swain. I'm hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome to the show, Keisha.
Okay.
This is Mr. Mario.
Hi, Mr. Mario.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, I want to talk to Santa Claus. Your Santa Claus, your Batman. Dude, your Santa Claus, your Batman, your lover, and your farmer, because you just said your soil was rich. I mean, it seems as if you're covering something up. Everything is with you, dude. You're controlling, and when I meet men like this, they're usually short. Can I ask you a personal question? How many inches is it? I am just so curious.
Let's keep it clean. Let's keep it clean, everybody.
Okay. We went back to the Bible. He's Adam again now. Now, when you asked him, you said that you were a preacher's kid. You didn't really want to answer that question. I'm really confused. It's really cloudy.
Okay.
So, I need a little clarification.
Okay, Keisha, hold on. Let them clarify. Give me a chance to clarify.
Okay,
Come on, Mr. Mastel.
Yeah, just to clarify some things, Ms. Keisha, it's just very simple, okay? I have positive and negative in me, just like everybody in the entire planet. We all have good and bad around us. So I do study some things sometimes, and I've been to church, you know. I've been around church, but at the same time, too, I've been around real life, so I see what really goes on and actually goes on. So, you know, when we talk about that, I know how to go inside my soul, and I can pull out my soul exactly who I am because I know the definition of me. You know, I know
okay.
how. I've already looked for me to find me to know who
okay.
I am. I got knowledge of self, you know.
Okay, so when the definition, when this new book's come out, the definition of... Are you going
what?
To find all these characters that we're discussing today? Are they a part of you still?
Oh, no, they're not. See, I've learned to separate them. That's why I'm able to put this book out like this, because it's going to define every character that there is, from the player to the you know, whore or the, you know, women like this or men like that, the gigolos. I'm going to define everything in there, you know.
Okay.
I want to talk about trusting for a second. Being that, you know, women know that you got a stable, which means, you know, you keep a couple on deck. How do you get these women to trust you? And, like, I think the men out there want to know, how can I have one here and have three, four there? And that's a trust issue that do you take the look that as long as I tell you about the other one, then it should be okay? Is that the look that you take on that? Or?
Well, like I said, my persona, period. When people see me, it's a given thing sometimes. They look at me, they automatically know that, okay, you've been around the block. You got you a few something going on. You know, you might have some on ice or something like that, is what they would say. You know, something like that, you know. And, I mean, I don't really have anybody on ice or anything. It's just, like I said, some people that just have this understanding. It may be a self-esteem, like my man Mike was saying earlier. It may be a self-esteem thing, you know, because I'm wondering, across America, you know, sometimes.
Is it not impossible that the self-esteem could be with you?
I don't have any self-esteem issues. I'm saying the female themselves possibly may have self-esteem issues.
Wait a minute. So you're cashing in on our emotional? Because, you know, women go through a lot more. I mean, I know men go through a lot. I'm not trying to knock it. But as women, our plight in this country, in you know, on this earth, we've always been considered second-class citizens. So here it is, you're a man, okay? And
right.
You know that chances are my husband left me with a couple of kids, I'm struggling to pay the bills, times are hard, I got out-of-control kids, and here you come, because, you know, I don't have time to find a lover. You come in, I finally find a warm shoulder to lay my head on, and you cash in on that because you caught me at a tender moment, a soft moment, a vulnerable moment. Is that what you do?
No, I don't like to capitalize on a woman's weak moments.
You don't?
No, I don't like to capitalize on that. You know, if it happens, it happens. You know, it's pretty much how I wrote. If it happens, it happens. If she's, you know, going through a little situation, and when we came in the door, seeing each other, meeting each other, however we met, and, you know, I don't capitalize on her weaknesses. Like,
look, let me ask you a question. If I'm going through something, can I borrow $10,000?
No, you can't get it. You know.
Why I can't get no money? What you want to get so daddy want to play, so mommy don't get paid?
Oh, no, we don't play like that. If any money's going to play.
What do you mean we don't play?
Well, hold on. If any money's getting exchanged, it's going to definitely be coming my way. You know,
coming your way? So you want to come way up in my place, eat my food, run my electricity, do all these this and that, that and this, ask for $10,000, which should be a drop in the bucket to you, and you're going to tell me no?
But you do agree. So you do agree that you're manipulative, because that's how I'm manipulative to me if we're going to make sure the money is coming my way.
I don't want me to talk about Mr. Mario, but Mr. Mastel, you are definitely no Santa Claus because you are not in the giving spirit, okay?
It's around the corner. Are you married? Are you dating somebody? How can a woman put up with this? Do you have somebody?
Do I have somebody? Yeah, I mean...
Wait a minute. Does she know you on the air tonight?
She has an idea that I'm on the air tonight.
You said an idea. Is she computer savvy? Question,
She has an idea that you know, I'm on the air tonight, you know.
You didn't go down to the bushes and climb, you know, and dig somebody out, you know, like a, you know, like a Bigfoot. Teach her to walk
No.
Oh, she can speak English. She understands.
Right. She understands me and she understands my nature. You know, it's like a level playing set up.
So it's okay for you to be I'm sorry, I can't say the word on air, but it's okay for you to have more women. It's okay for you to have women in a stable.
Well, I wouldn't say they're in the stable or on ice or anything like that. It's just they understand situations, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he's a farmer. Remember, his soil is rich. She gives out a lot of free corn, I guess.
Miss Keisha.
So, if
you had to get, because obviously there's a reason why you have more than one. There's a reason. So what? Does each one play a different role? What are the roles they play? Why are they different ones?
I have this theory that I came up with some years ago, and the theory is 7 = 1. Okay, back in my time, and it's like I said, I've done a lot of growing from this here. But 7 days = 1 week, and it always took 7 women to equal to 1 freak.
The end.
Oh my gosh! Did you think about this on the Lazy Boy?
Hello, Rita. Wait a minute, hold on, Miss Keisha. Hold on, that's Miss Keisha. Rita, hi, Rita. This is Deanne. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, girl. Listen, are you enjoying this conversation?
Yes, I am. And Mr. Mastel, whatever, you are playing yourself for real.
The reason I want to ask you, would you go out on a date with Mr. Mastel?
Hell no. I can spot a nigga like that from a mile away. Excuse my language.
Mr. Mastel, did you hear that?
I hear what she's saying.
Could you convince her to go out on a date with you?
I don't know, Mr. Mastel. You don't sound too much like a ladies' man to me right now.
He is
bro.
Not a ladies' man.
Listen,
Mr. Grinch, because you are definitely not a Santa Claus. You are a Grinch who is killing women's joy.
He's
so
not,
let's not call names,
okay, people? Let's all play nice in the sandbox. Okay, we all, oh, my God. Mr. Mastel, do
yeah.
not, miss. Are you still here? Are you okay?
I'm
we're
okay.
not going to, you know, everybody, go to your corners
okay.
and wait. Let Mr. Mastel talk.
Okay, yes. I'm going to have to speak on this here because, you know, the
yes.
Grinch. I think the Grinch was the other guy the other night. That was the other guy the other night. But, you know, Mr. Santa Claus, like I said, I got plenty of talents and plenty of gifts. And it's going down like this here. And, you know, with love, life, and loyalty.
Yes.
You know, from my viewpoint, that's just how it is. If she's, like she said, if her soul's very rich for me to be able to establish myself in, she's got to be confident in herself. And then she's got to be humble enough to be able to give and receive criticism, that is. So if I'm criticizing and giving her some information on what she needs to do to change, she needs to pay attention to that. And if she can't pay attention to that, then she needs to get some glasses.
So how are you taking criticism?
What you doing next time
you are criticized?
Well, if she's coming to me and criticized, then, you know, I have to show her where she has a speck in her eye.
What?
Can I ask you a personal question?
Wait, what did he just say? I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut anybody off. What did you just say, Mr. Mastel?
I mean, she obviously has a speck in her eye, so she can't pay attention to close enough to see.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Can I ask a personal question, Mr. Mastel?
Yes. Go ahead.
Sure.
How old are you?
Uh-oh. I'm about 2 decades short from being 25.
Don't you dare tell a lie. You are going to go to hell with 2 wheels on the bottom of the handbasket. Be honest. You can't be 25.
I'm not 25, but I'm 2 decades short of being 25.
2 decades.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Would you say the women that you date, how's their relationship with their fathers? That's what I'm curious to know.
Well, we're saying in a variety setting, because you got some women that they've been with their father all their life, and then you got some that's never seen their father. So the father
majority. Would you say the majority of the women that you deal with, females that you dealt with, that their fathers are present in their lives? Are you dealt with
yes.
females who have issues with their father, or the fathers aren't there?
I would say it's about 50-50. But it still he has a good point about the father. It still has a play on how she develops, because that's her first boyfriend before she even meets me. Not sexually, but before she even meets me, how she treats him and how he treats her. You know, and it has a lot to do with self-esteem too, because if he lets her down a lot when she's young, she grows up to look at the next man that's going to let her down. She's not confident. She's not. She has no type of trust in herself. She knows
she's looking at that next man to fill that role of father.
Yeah, now the ones that have their father, then, you know, father probably took a lot of time out with them, taught them a lot of the things that they need to see. And, you know, you have to kind of deal with them a little differently, you know. You have to talk with them differently and everything.
Okay, hold that thought. We have Imani on the line as well. She's joining in on the conversation. Imani, hi. This is Deanne. How are you doing? Welcome to Love, Life, and Loyalty. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Are you?
I'm okay. Imani, I know you must be listening, babe, because we were asking people to call in to tell us what they think. You got something to say, right?
Yes, I do.
Baby, go ahead. The stage is yours. Mr. Mario and I are both listening with Mr. Mastel. We have Keisha. And who else is on the line? I forgot.
Rita.
Rita, oh, my
Kitty.
God. Come on, Imani. Hey, come on, join in.
Well, my name is Marty.
Marty, okay, baby, I'm sorry. Come on in, because, honey, I'm overwhelmed right now.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Shocked.
My name is Marty, and I know Mastel very well.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
How do you know him? Talk to Mr. Mastel.
Really?
He knows
you?
Me very
What's
well.
Up? Talk to me, baby. You want to be open? And
first of all, the game talking about the father thing. It's
right.
full of shit.
We're on air. We have to watch our words. But
oh,
yeah.
sorry, sweetie.
That's okay, baby. You can speak openly, but we have to watch our language. Keep it cool. Speak your mind, baby. Go right ahead.
I'm just saying because I have my father and the game that Marcel's playing.
Go ahead.
I'm not beat for it.
Okay. What game is he playing?
Like,
could you
run him? Games. He runs too many games. He wanted to take it too.
Oh, what game did he run on you?
And all that, Mr. 25 years old, sweetheart, you ain't 25.
How old is he?
Marcel?
Yes.
He 30, like 38, 39.
Oh, Mr. Matthew, you told a white lie, Mr. Matthew.
A white lie? I'm black.
You told a black lie. Okay, black lie, white lie, little lie. Why are you lying? Women lie about their age. Men never lie about their age.
Yes.
This is Mr. Mario. So what would you tell the world, our listeners out there, about Mr. Matthew?
Well, I mean, he's a sweet guy, but... He just got a lot of games. I heard
got
it, been
games.
There, done it.
Did he break
and
your heart?
And the lies that he tells is ridiculous.
Did he
so
break
would you
your heart?
Him to, would you compare him to Stevie J or one of those type guys?
What
do you get?
Santa Claus, do he have gifts?
Do we have gifts to give, or is he a Grinch?
I ain't getting no gift yet.
Whoa. Mr. Mastel, where
I'm
you
listening.
At?
I'm here.
Oh, no, we need you to chime in on this. We have somebody who actually knows you personally.
How are you tonight, young lady?
Wait a minute, young lady got a name.
What's the name?
Wait a minute, you were involved with her? You don't know her name?
I didn't hear her name. I didn't hear her name.
Tell me your name, baby. Go ahead. Everybody quiet.
Marty.
Okay, how you doing, Marty?
I'm good.
All right. I appreciate you coming to the show and everything. When we talk about gifts, sometimes gifts, it takes a little time for gifts to be given. Okay, so most of the time, the gifts that I give come from my mind first. And if it comes from my mind first, you know, it comes from my soul as well. You know, and sometimes it comes in a physical transparency, but it does come. And, you know, while we're on the video, we're talking about this thing, you know. She's never really seen the Grinch. I'm sure she's never seen the Grinch. She's going to be able to tell you guys that she's never seen the Grinch. She has met Santa Claus. She has met the Santa Claus without the ho-ho-ho, you know what I'm saying?
Keisha,
Marty,
and Keisha and Rita. We're gonna put you on hold. We got Pete on the line who's calling in for Mr. Master. Monty, you stay on the line. You don't go anywhere.
No problem.
T, this is Deanne Lane here with my co-host, Mr. Mario.
Do not
tell me you know this man. Please don't tell me
know
that.
Him. I don't want to know him because he's a fraud.
Okay.
Bottom line, he's a fraud. I am an older lady, and that BS that he's talking.
I know. Go ahead.
Baby, you got to read the book. You got to read the book. That's gaming it, too.
Listen, what you're trying to play and what you're trying to say, been there, done that.
Yes.
All right.
Get a life, wake up, smell the coffee, because you're all out of line.
Ooh. See, I got a question for you. I got a question for you, too. This is Mr. Mario. Would you consider Marcel a womanizer? Do you think he's a womanizer?
He's nothing.
Mr. Marcel, what are you saying that Mr. Marcel
wants? He's a wannabe player that's been played already.
Wow!
Bring it to my place, sweetie, because you wouldn't even make it a date.
Play, boo boo.
All right, so Miss T, let me ask you a question, Miss T.
Okay.
What was the one thing that gave him away? What was the one comment he made?
You know what? And I just got on right. Just his talk, period.
Okay.
He's a wannabe player. He can get up on some females. But one like me, you wouldn't even you wouldn't even be able to do an hour with me.
Wow.
You would be done in like 15 minutes, sweetie.
15
minutes.
15 minutes. Everybody quiet. Ms. T, Mr. Mastel, let them have a moment. Converse, please.
Okay. Well, see, like I said before, everybody's entitled to their objection, Your Honor.
Your Honor? Ooh, he gave you a title, girl. Mm.
Your Honor. Everybody's entitled to this objection to what's going on here with this lifestyle that I'm living. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she says 15 minutes, but, you know, can she stand 15 minutes herself? Mastel. You know, in private.
About your age, sweetie.
No, it's not.
I mean, who does that?
I know, I gave the age.
You,
you
know what? I am happy and proud
to
say that I am a 52-year-old female, black female, two kids, three grandkids, and I'm...
Ms. T?
Miss T, are you there?
Miss T,
just turned 44 today.
Okay.
But somebody like you, I would run circles around you.
Ooh, no, that sounds like a challenge.
You
that sounds
already
like a challenge.
Giving out what you want. You know, you a wannabe player. You're not a player. Get it together,
well,
sweetie.
Well, see,
get
thing.
It together.
I'm not trying to label myself as a player.
Ain't got a woman. Yes, you are.
I'm not trying to lay my
talk. You're a doctor.
Miss T, do you have a daughter? Do you have a daughter, Miss T?
I sure do, but he wouldn't stand a chance with her.
Ooh,
Mr.
Mastel.
Only 23. Wow.
I
would make her
love like
circles around him.
But you run circles around me, that's a lot of running.
My daughter can do it. Trust and believe, my
that's
daughter can do it. And she's
I'm
only 23.
Okay,
oh,
so listen.
But I'm a track meet.
Yo, what? Excuse me?
You said running circles. I'm a track meet.
Well, she is too, baby.
I thought you might have had a marathon.
Meet her in the middle of the ring.
Ooh, okay. That sounds like, you know what? We may have to arrange to have a face-to-face. Just have a face-to-face. Not to say y'all would be dating, but
hey.
I would love to see the two of you guys in the room. Wow. Miss T, you shocked me, Miss T.
Deanne, I'm no joke. Like I said.
I hear it. It's in your tone of your voice.
I love everyone.
I know.
But when it comes down to being real and realistic,
right.
Be real.
I got you.
You know,
I got
you messed up when you first told a lie that you, like, right over 25. You're talking like a 20. You're actually talking like an 18-year-old.
Ooh, Mr. Mastel.
Because that's what they do.
Yeah, that's your opinion, you know.
Exactly. And we all got one just like everybody got a butthole,
right?
Right,
exactly. And that's what I was saying earlier. You obviously have a speck in your eye. And, you know, I can help you correct that. Yeah, she has a speck. I can help you correct that. You know, simply by saying
you can correct what, sweetie?
No, no,
you can't correct nothing
eye.
Here.
Like, that.
Like I said, I got a 23-year-old that will run. I'll make her run circles around you.
Wow,
Miss T, Miss T, I love it.
And trust and believe, if any way possible, I will have her next Monday.
Yes,
just to talk circles around you.
Ooh, I may have to have more on the last 3 minutes of the show, but I will have. Miss T, leave your number.
Deanne, you would know who I am at the end of the show. Trust and believe. Just ask GQ Powers.
Okay, you will definitely be back next week, Mr. And so will Mr. Mastel with your
daughter.
I want to hear this. This is definitely.
And Mario, you know what's really, really funny? Guess what her father's name is?
What is it?
Mario.
Not the pappy.
But listen, he has nothing to do with her well-being. It's from
right.
Mommy.
I got
it's from her mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you, Mr. D. I love you. The tone of your voice just lets me know you are real. You keep it real.
That's the country coming out of me, Deanne.
That's okay, baby. I love that country. You keep it real, baby.
Right.
Don't you ever change a thing. Your recipe's all right with me. I love it.
I promise you I won't.
Please. Oh, girl,
I
you came on the line like a bull out of the gate. OMG.
Now, next week, make sure you bring your walker now.
I don't need anything. I made it 52, but listen, check this out. Check this out. I will still run circles around you.
Ooh.
Being on a breathing machine, even if I had to be on a walker, I'll walk them rings around you, sweetie.
Mr. Mastetta, you don't even have it going on like that.
Get a grip, baby.
Get a grip. Listen, you stay tuned. You stay tuned because we got a poem from Mr. Mastetta. We're going to read later.
You got to stay tuned in and hear the poem. But listen, I promise you, Ms. T, you will be back next Monday, the last 30 minutes of the show. You and Mr. Mastetta with your daughter.
Listen, sweetheart, I will be here every Monday. How about that?
You, girl, come on in. You welcome anytime to my door, baby. This has been one breath. You a breath of fresh air. Thank you. Love you. Mr. Mastetta, what do you think of my presentation of women? Look at this. Look what you done started.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, everybody's entitled to say their own opinion, but I'm going to kind of get them straight where they need to be and how they need to see better, you know.
I love a man to tell me what to do. You want to tell me what to do.
You call me man.
So they call you Mr. Lacey.
What are you talking about?
So they call you Mr. Lacey.
Well, guys, listen, I need to go to commercial real quick. So listen, check it out. This segment, hold everybody. We'll be right back, though. But listen, this segment is by Max Media Studios. It's a video marketing, web design, and branding agency that specializes in generating leads and online sales for authors and small businesses, business owners. Services include web design, video editing, online marketing, graphic design. To learn more about how they can help you turn your vision into sales, visit their website at www.maxmediastudios.com/radio or call them at 1-704-699-3524. We will be right back. Please flood our lines, okay? Thank you. We want to hear what you guys got to say.
You remind me of something. I just can't think of what it is.
Yeah.
You remind me of my dream. I wanna ride nothing like my mind. I wanna walk, girl, you look just like my car. I wanna watch in something like my favorite child. I wanna be with you, baby. It's something about your love that's got me going crazy.
Baby, you know I want you real bad.
And girl, I really like your freaky style, oh baby.
Down with you.
So get a little closer to my ride, baby.
I wanna get to know you later.
And hit me up on how to get inside you. Listen, pretty baby.
I wanna roll it.
Yeah. That's all I wanna do for you, baby.
Girl, there's something kind of sexy going on about you, babe.
You remind me of my dream. I wanna ride it,
something like my mind.
I wanna pump it,
girl, you look just like my car.
I wanna watch it, something like my favorite child.
I wanna spend it.
You remind me of my dream. I wanna ride it,
something like my mind. About you, babe.
You
everybody. I'm Deanne Lane, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Who?
Mr. Mario in the house.
And we have Mr. Mastel on the line, and he has been starting a frenzy of phone calls here on Love, Life, and Loyalty on Q Palace Radio. My. Mr. Mastel, are you still there?
I'm here.
I don't want you to run. Are you okay?
No, I'm okay.
They didn't beat you up, did they?
No, they can't bruise my ego.
They can't bruise your ego?
baby. You got the alligator.
Well, yeah. Listen. We have a little checklist here for you. We want to know, just to calm the ladies down, you know, I want you to be open and honest with the women out here. I want you to give them some of the following. What are the five most important questions that you think any woman dating should ask someone like you face-to-face?
Well, I think the first thing, like I said earlier, would be confidence. A few things would be confidence, humility, and about their dedication or passion toward something. Those are the first three that I would like to say because, you know, like I said, confidence takes, you know, obviously you have some callers that have not had a very good lesson in confidence. So they're not confident in themselves to understand how to be confident in someone else. And when I say that, because they sell themselves short sometimes. You know, and I'm not saying that to kind of like, you know, to throw them down, but it's the truth. They sell themselves short. And if my old player ways, when I really was running the track, you know, my old player ways, they were easy prey for me because, I mean, not really prey, but they were easy. You could, like I said, you see them so easy, you know, they kind of, you know, they're weak. They don't have that confidence that they need to have.
Really?
And, you know, right.
So women are weak?
Not all of them. I'm just saying there's certain women of my past dealings, you know.
So some of the ones in your past have been weak.
They have been very weak. And when I say very weak, you know, their confidence levels are not where they need to be. That's why I said in the next book we need to get a strong definition of what the word confidence itself is. They don't have any discipline. They lack discipline and not being able to see distraction when it comes their way. You know, being that I'm an author, you know, in a relationship, sometimes it gets hard because, and that's part of the reason why I say in the interview in the back of the book, it's very difficult for me to kind of deal with a certain woman because she's not confident enough to know that she's got me tuned into her and her only. She's worried about all the rest of the girls, you know, that I either been with or, you know, my past or whatnot. So, you know, I try to tell them, like, you know, this is something to be expected. I got women across America, literally, from Cali to Maine to Miami.
So you do have a stable.
I mean, when I say that, I say fans and supporters. I have supporters, fans, and everything.
Do you make love to your fans?
Not all of them.
You made love to a few of them.
You know, I had a chance to tell a little Christmas story too, and you know.
So you're using the book. Well, listen, I'm just playing devil's advocate. So you are preying on women who read your material, who are desperate, and they fall into your arms in hopes of finding what?
Well. So most of them hope because they understand. They hope. Their hope for what to find something within me is a whole lot different because, see, when I'm on a book signing tour and I'm going across America doing book signing tours or shows or whatever, I'm in that city just for that particular moment. Some people just want to capture a moment alone with me.
With
I
you?
Mean, that's, yeah, it's with me. Just some,
really?
Some it's just like the men, so they can say that they've conquered this or did that, you know.
So does she take pictures with you when she captures the moment?
Sometimes, if I'm like that, I you know feel like taking photographs back then. You know, I would do the photographs and let them take photographs with me.
So I guess my question to you, I mean, when you go and you meet these strange women who are reading your material, I guess my question to you is this: how? I mean, is it that easy just to disrobe and share yourself?
Well, it's not that far. Like I said, yeah, I'm Santa Claus, but you know, you gotta be naughty.
Talking to Santa Claus.
You gotta be naughty, not nice.
You gotta be naughty. Oh, you being naughty? I'll put coal in your stocking this year, Santa Claus, because Miss Claus is not like that.
I mean, back when I was doing those type of things, I'm not really wrapped up in that behavior right now, you know, in my life where it's at now. But when I was really kind of wrapped up in that, you know, it is what it is, you know. She
okay.
comes, she wants to, if that's because, like I said, you see the motive right away. First motive is...
The motive. Oh, why must women have a motive? Why can't men have a motive? Right, Mr. Mario? Women.
I want to ask him. Do you have a motive when you meet these women? Like you say, you go here, you're here a day or whatnot, you meet these women, you meet your fans or whatnot, and one of them may get to be with sex superheroes for all we know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that your intention? Is that your motive?
No.
Once it gets past the signing and the big group and she's made it past that, is that your motive to... This is what I want from you, and let's do it.
Nah, like I said, you know, this is not my thing to do now. But when I was on the road doing that type of stuff, you know, I don't have a motive. My main motive was to get these books out, and the particular material. This book is very sex play is very potent. So I'm trying to get the book out, the image out, and also kind of in a slight way somewhat educate about different things sexually that should go on. To kind of spice up a relationship or spice up some your love life, period.
I have a copy of your book in my hand right now, okay? And
okay.
If you look at after page 164, if anybody out there may have a copy of this book, after page one, there's you holding a woman, right, up on your shoulders with your hand on one buttock on either side of your head with a hat and a bandana around your eyes. And you're butt naked holding a phone with a mouth coming out of your midsection with a tongue hanging out. Is this supposed to entice me? I'm scared of you. I think you're weird. I will call the police on you.
That's that out of the box right there. That's that out of the box.
I know it is. I'm looking. If the people who listen to this segment could see this, they would be shocked at you. Your mother saw this? Your mother saw this picture of you, right?
I hope she did, and I think she did.
Oh,
but I hope
my God,
did.
That poor woman.
I don't think they're going to sue them for the obituary.
I am definitely going to find your funeral and definitely hold that picture up. Because Mr. Mastel, I'm shocked at you.
What had you shocked?
Because I'm thinking, as an author, you're in touch with your inner passion. I'm an author as well. And I'm in touch with my inner passion. I don't have an ego bigger than yesterday. And I could not imagine going around from book signing to book signing and women, well, I'm not into women, but, and listen, I don't knock the lifestyle, but it's not my thing. But I just could not imagine a woman throwing herself at you in every city and you taking her up on it. How do you know she's not a mass murderer? She's going to stand over your bed in the morning with an axe.
Well, like I said, I kind of weed out certain things, and I pay attention to a lot of things, especially motives, because sometimes there have been women that brought their girlfriends along for the ride. And see, when they read some of the stories...
Time out. You say there have been women who brought their girlfriends along for the ride. I'm just making sure I heard this clearly.
Oh, yeah. That has happened. You know, along the highways and byways of America.
So I've been listening to you talk. Your motive was to get out here, push your book, hustle, grind, sell your book and everything.
Yeah.
So the relations from the females was just a bonus on the side.
That was a bonus on the side. You know, I mean, if you look at it from that perspective, yeah, it was a bonus on the side. I didn't ask for it, you know. And once you read some of the material in here, some of the females, you know, I know I made a few ladies mad tonight. You know, I'm not trying to upset anyone. Trust me, y'all stay tuned, and we're going to be back in there. I'll clear some things up so that they can see better. And if they can't see better, then we're going to fix that. But,
can I trust you? Can I trust you as a woman to send you out, to do what you do, and come home and know I'm the only one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can trust me. You know, when I'm in a one-on-one and we serious and we hot and heavy and committed,
But how long are your commitments?
The problem is getting to the 101. Don't seem like anybody's capable of getting there.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to what half of what we need to talk to you about, to talk about getting to the 101, and I'm already like, listen, I can't even date you. I can't even pick up the phone to call you.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. I had to kind of let out my hot side first.
Your what side?
My hot side. We got to go on the timeline. My hot side, my old side, my bad boy side. I'm already a bad boy. But I had to bring that forward first so that they can see exactly where I'm coming from and where I've been, so they can understand, you know, because...
in all fairness, I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. Make me understand. I'm a woman. I want to understand you because I'm missing something here. I can't seem to get to the core of who you are as a man.
Yeah, let's get him through these last couple of checklists, the questions that someone should ask him face-to-face.
Okay, go ahead.
So you would say, are you confident? What would be number two?
Humility, being humble.
Being humble.
Okay. What would number three be?
Being able to see what they want to see as far as being reflected. You know, how would they like to be reflected? I need to know how you like to be reflected when we're meeting or something like that, because, you know, I'm going to obviously be a reflection of you, and you're going to be a reflection of me at one point or another. So, you know.
But how can somebody be a reflection of you in these morals that you have, the lifestyle that you live? How can your significant other be a reflection of you? Reflection in that life.
Well, one thing that I tell my significant other is that she has to learn to separate master life from real. Yeah, you got to learn to separate what's real and not real. You know, a lot of the things that go on, far as, you know, the supporters, I say supporters, fans, that are attracted to me, and some of them don't want any strings attached or whatever, you know, understanding that I'm just, you know, people have their objects of attraction. So if I happen to be an object of attraction...
You are? Wait a minute. Who gave you a sexy card and said it was okay for you to drive along the streets of the United States and say I'm sexy I'm just saying, who gave you that check, that star?
Well, I would have to say the Greek goddess Aphrodite. She gave me that card.
Who?
The Greek goddess Aphrodite.
Aphrodite? What?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
She came down from Mount Olympus.
So you're the only one that was given that gift?
Well, no, you have a few others, you know. But I'm like a Hercules, but in rare form.
What's the rare form? Okay, that lets me know that there's an issue somewhere.
Well, because we got to get back to what you were saying earlier, and this kind of goes along with some things that, you know, Mr. Mario can understand, too, is that, you know, it's like, you know, my thing when it comes to love and life and loss is like a play. You know, when you rehearse over and over for a play before you actually have that one night to where you're about to perform, you have a rehearsal. Okay, in my lifestyle, beforehand, here and there, I had to go through a lot of what I call love rehearsals.
Oh.
Love rehearsals. And I was waiting for the real thing.
Did you get it yet?
So you've actually rehearsed this with yourself.
Not just with myself. I'm saying I've had love rehearsals. You know, in other words, I'm saying I have had love rehearsals with females. Because when I say rehearsals, you know, you give them your all. You give them everything. It's not no pain, because I don't want you to keep thinking it's just pain.
Take that statement back. I asked you for $10,000. You're not giving your all, boo.
Yeah, you ain't going to get that off rip. You're going to have to wait for that to happen. you got to be able to do just that mistake, you know.
So you're not giving up any money. You're just giving up love.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I can't ask you for money. I get with you. You know, I can't ask you for any money. Are you that serious?
You gotta pay your own light bill.
I
paying your own bills.
Yeah, you're paying your own bills.
That is not Mansfield's purpose.
Oh, my
exactly.
God.
This is not Chase. This is not Bank of America.
But listen, you with me. You're supposed to be my man. I can't ask you for $10,000.
No, not no. I'm your $10,000. That's what y'all do.
Nah. I can't take you to the grocery store and push you over the counter and pay for groceries.
Well, you can take me there, you know, and we can go shopping. You know,
are you gonna pay for the groceries? Are you gonna pay for the groceries?
Yeah, I pay for the groceries. You know.
Am I getting one bag of groceries, two or three?
So do you pay for the first date?
Say what?
Is the first date, do you pay for the first date? Is it Dutch or does the female pay?
Well, I would say. I don't treat it like that. The guy Mike earlier, you know, it's a certain way that you lean with women. It depends on, you know, what type of mold you're trying to set. And usually I don't mind taking her out to a restaurant, you know.
What type of restaurant? Nah. That's a good question. Listen, you walk right into my little trap. Question. You will take me to a restaurant, right? I got a question. Where are you gonna take me? I'm gonna give you three options. These are just my three options.
Well, hold on.
Go ahead.
Let's
Mario?
Find out what's his favorite. When you
okay.
go to dinner,
okay.
what's your favorite part of dinner?
Oh yeah, what's your favorite part of dinner?
My favorite part of dinner is waiting on the entrees to arrive, to where I can take a little time to kind of conversate with her, to get some very pinpointed questions about her that I want to ask her. You know.
Mm. What do you want to ask her?
I need to know what happened with the last relationship, you know?
What?
I want to know.
What happened in the last relationship? Obviously, it didn't work out because I'm in dinner with you.
I asked what's the favorite part of dinner because we got this point of dessert that you wrote. So I figured the favorite part of dinner might be dessert. And
yes,
I've read this poem several times today. And I think our listeners out there should have this poem read to them.
Yes.
And we're probably going to get some phone calls about
this poem.
Yeah, we're
going to get some calls. This poem is talking about dessert. Yeah, entrees, no, I think dessert. You're absolutely right, Mr. Mario.
I think he finds much more pleasure in the dessert.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Mastel. Do you have the poem that I'm talking about?
Yeah, I have it right in front of me.
Would you like to read it? Would you like to read Mr. Mario, want me to read it or would you like him to read it?
I think our listeners would like him to read it.
Yeah,
oh,
could you read it nice and loud with every person listening to GQ Palace can hear what they got to say? Because if the lines are already lit up, the switchboard's going to blow up.
Y'all follow us on Twitter. Y'all can
please.
Follow me at call me MR Mario. Please tweet your comment to this poem. Follow me on Facebook, Counselor Mario. Please send me your posts, your comments. We're going to get a floor to Mr. Mastel now.
Yeah, Mr. Mastel, the floor is yours. Nobody's going to interrupt you. Knock yourself out. The
all
dessert.
Right.
Presenting.
Found on page 152, the dessert. All right, this is for the ladies. Ladies, you know, y'all pay attention to this right here. I'm going to pull your skirts for a second with this dessert. And I'm going to start like this. It goes like this.
Read it real loud now. Please be
okay.
Very loud because I can barely hear you.
All right.
Okay.
With two nice whipped cream toppings and a strawberry syrup drawn map, there was a delicious-looking cherry that hung so deliciously between an invitational gap. I gasped. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful-looking dessert, a strawberry shortcake. I rubbed my hands together with anticipation, a treat of all treats I could hardly wait. Which side would I eat first, the left or the right, or go straight down the middle? Or should I just take out my nice big spoon and commence into digging inside it a little? I held my big spoon back as I licked around the first whipped cream mountain. I licked around the yellow one, the ice cream melted and ran down like a fountain. The bottom of the dessert started to flood, so I licked down further and slurped all the juices. Then I swallowed. The juices ran down my chin and glazed my face as the cute little cherry followed. I caught the cherry between my lips, tasted it, and sucked out all of its flavor. Man, I hate to end this, but can I be your dessert? And cherry-looking savor.
We're going to take a commercial break for just one moment, and we're going to be right back after I do this little promo so everybody can marinate on that for just a moment, okay? This segment is brought to you by Max Media Studios. It's a video marketing, web design, and branding agency that specializes in generating leads and online sales for authors and small business owners. Services include web design, video editing, online marketing, graphic design. To learn more about how they can help you turn your vision into sales, visit their website at www.maxmediastudios.com radio or call at 1-704-699-3524. We're going to take a quick break. I want you guys to marinate on the dessert. We're going to return with the Mastel.
Fucking threesome love affair. If Mr. Freak comes in and catches, oh my goodness, he'll be freak with looking at your pretty titties in the air. Something about the way you switch that ass when you're with him looking at me, I can't believe he trusts us like he do. Bloomingdale's and all that shopping, taking trips while I was knocking, ain't no secret why I end up loving you. Undercover on the DL, getting busy in the back of his Mercedes every night. Answers the phone when he calls home and lets him know that everything is A-okay. Oh baby, damn, this shit is tight. Passing up to one another on 35th Street as you reminisce and tell me what he used to do for you. You make him plan to be with me while he's at home, meet you at college. If you want me, baby, this is what we do. Gotta keep it on the gotta keep it on. It's what we're sipping while we're tripping on the fact that he's not here. It turns us on in every way. You say you stashed away some money for us when you leave him. Oh Lord, tell me, will I live to see another day? I tried my best to walk away, but every time I think about that sweetest love you're giving me, I hesitate. He's out the front, I'm in the back, I lock the front, he's in the back, and I'll be damned, this silly bitch is screaming, ring. Yeah, that's what you get for that down and shit. That's what I kept telling myself. Out of every woman in the world, you had to go and mess with Mr. Big Girl. Woo. That's what you get for that down low shit. Oh, yeah, yeah. Niggas don't be thinking you can keep creeping. Because what goes around comes right back on around again. Yes, it does. Oh, 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 oh. You get lonely, yeah. You get lonely, oh, 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 oh. And sometimes you wanna call somebody up and tell them to come comfort you, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
everybody. Hello, hello. We are back with the Mastel, the author of Through the Storm. Come in and come enjoy my sexy play, a.k.a. Mr. Out of the Box with my co-host, Mr. Who?
Mr. Mario.
Mr. Mastel, are you still there?
Ruth.
All right, listen, you read this poem called The Dessert, and we asked you what was your favorite part of dinner, right, Mr. Mario?
Yeah, we asked him. He said the entree, but I beg to differ.
So, Mr. Mario, tell us about this poem. I mean, really? So,
yeah,
so talk to me.
My interpretation of the poem, he likes his dessert.
Oh, wow. You put that out there.
Yeah, I mean,
when I first thought of juices ran down my chin and glazed my face, I think about a Krispy Kreme glazed donut. I don't think that's what I should be thinking about.
Listen.
A lot of words in there. Smirk. It's a cute little cherry. It's a cute little cherry.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Mr. Mastel, does every woman get a chance to have you enjoy her dessert?
No, I can't do that because, you know,
it's not sanitary, that's
right.
Why.
It's not sanitary, you know. But I'm going to tell you now, in my time, if she had a certain type of build on her, you know, she would become a well-cooked meal, you know,
uh-huh.
Gravy and all. And like I said, and the dessert is just a tip of the icing, as we say. That's just a tip.
Looking back, you wrote the poem and looking back on it. Explain the poem to our audience for us.
Well, I would say, like I was trying to talk to the guy or young man earlier, it's a lot of guys that don't take their time to make sure that they reach a woman's sensitive nature.
Can I just say one thing before you go any further? Mike, if you're listening, he's talking to you, but go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to take your time out and do this, you know, because sometimes us men, we want it. It's not a requirement for me, but, you know, sometimes a woman, you know, she needs that because a lot of guys, like I told him earlier, they don't understand the mechanics when it comes down to a woman's physique because, you know, it takes a woman about 15 minutes just to get in the first gear. That's why when the young lady says she's running circles and whatnot, you know, I understand she says she's going to run circles, but she got to understand that she's not dealing with just a half around the corner circle runner. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, you got to take the time out to make sure that she's in the right gear. Because the guy, he's already in fifth gear by the time he's most guys, not the average guy would say, not all guys. Some guys are just like me. You know, we come from the same planet, you know, the same planet. That's the 10th planet that y'all ain't heard about, you know.
What planet is that?
That's called Sex Saturn.
Sex Saturn. Never heard. Mr. Mario, you ever heard of that?
I hadn't heard of that one. That must be the one past Pluto.
I'm going to have to call somebody and let them know that there's another planet out there, but go ahead.
Yeah, but so, you know, like I said, it's taking that time out, and the dessert is a part of it. That's a part of it. In that kind of case, before you get to the entree of yang, 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 you got to make sure that you got to eat your dessert first, baby, so that you can get all your nutrients.
The nutrients? Most desserts have sugar in it. It's not good for you.
This dessert might get cavities. Whipped cream, strawberries, strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
I think you get some cavities.
If you're lactose intolerant, listen, Mr. Mario, but if you're lactose intolerant, that whipped cream won't really throw you off your game.
Yeah, really. I might have to pry y'all apart. I might be sucking each other. The strawberry syrup?
Wow.
That's a little stickier than maple syrup, I think.
So, where were you when you wrote this particular poem?
In your life. Where were you at?
It was a state, I think I was in Virginia, and it was a young lady I dealt with down in Virginia that some of the stories gave me some inspiration. I can't, you know, say too much without, you know, because I respect
her. She must have been sunshine.
Really?
She must have been sunshine.
Oh, well, I'm going to say it like this right here. I had to say thank you for the warm water from coming.
Mister, do you have an addiction
to sex? You think maybe you have a sex addiction?
I think so. I think so, and I think it comes from me being offered it so much from so many women. I mean,
you
so
mean,
many,
wait.
I ain't gonna say this to so many women because you got some big girls, and I can't go that far.
What's me, you can't go that far? Thick chicks need love, too. Listen, thick chicks
well,
need love,
they
too.
They're gonna have to pay.
They gotta pay.
They're gonna have to
wait
pay.
Wait a minute. Whoa, dude. Dude. Somebody has to pay you? Pay for your services?
So if you bring up pain, I want to ask you this. You and Deanne go out on a mock date. We're going to send you and Deanne out on a mock date.
Ah!
I need you to choose which restaurant y'all would go to. Your first choice is Ruth Chris, 5-star restaurant, great food, about $200 to $350. Applebee's or McDonald's. Which one are you taking my co-host on?
Now, the co-host is a different story.
You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. You just met me. You just met me.
Just met you. We're going to have to see what Applebee's talking about.
Applebee's?
But she gets number two.
Just me.
Did you
say
Applebee's?
You're not a radio host at this point. You're just one of the average,
I'm not. Wait a minute. You, but you haven't met me yet.
Right. I mean, if we just meet like this, something like that, it's got
to
be Applebee's.
You gonna take me to Applebee's? No, I'm not. That's first of all, we haven't met. So therefore, check it out. We listen. You meet me right? Just for my whole presence, I'm not worth a Ruth Chris visit.
I gotta see what
you said. That's something you say when you have gas. Are you serious?
So we're at Applebee's. So you and Deanne are at Applebee's.
Applebee's?
Is she allowed to order anything she wants? And can she take a doggy bag home?
Well, that's part of that one of those little things I'm going to be paying attention to. If she's a frugal woman, I mean, she's,
We're at Applebee's. You don't get no more frugal than that. You might as well take me to McDonald's.
No, we can do Red Lobster. He didn't mention Red Lobster. We can do Red Lobster, but
I want to do City Island. Nope. If I'm gonna do seafood, I want to go to City Island. Nope.
Okay, you want to go to City Island? See, that automatically let me know right there you're not conservative.
I like legal.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she tells me she wants. That's what she wants me to take her. Kind of point in that direction. That's where we need to be going on the first one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a look and see. What have you done to show your worth? To be at a place like that.
What have I shown to show my worth? Number one. Wait a minute. I come with credentials, number one. I'm an accomplished woman, number two. And number three, if I can afford to eat there by myself, the kind of man I'm going out with, meaning we're on a mock date, I don't know how long this mock date's going to last, but obviously I must have had a bad moment adjustment because if I could pay for my own dinner at Ruth Chris, I would expect the man that I choose to take me to Ruth Chris. That's the type of guy I'm trying to attract, equally yoked.
Okay, well, I mean, if that's what we're looking for.
Now, listen, if you know that, what, I'm high maintenance? Don't look like I'm high maintenance? Would you think I'm high maintenance if I ask you to take me to Ruth Chris? Or if I can't get a doggy bag, I'm high maintenance?
Well, you can get a doggy bag at Applebee's, but if you want to say Ruth Chris right off rip, then, and you want to get a $98 plate, $350, it's like this here, I'm looking at the spending. I'm looking at your habit at this point right now. What type of habit you have? And if I'm going to
is that a habit? Is that a habit? I don't think that's a habit. I think that's a lifestyle. If she can afford to go to Ruth Chris for dinner, and that's what she used to, then obviously she's in a situation where that's a lifestyle that she can afford.
And yeah, why would you pick me up if you know you can't? If you can't pay and play, why would you come and play?
Well, see, that still goes back to the money situation.
Oh, you want to keep? You want a dollar? There's nothing wrong with the dollar menu at McDonald's where my son goes, but I'm not a dollar menu chick. I can't eat that food. I die. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been checked for STD?
Oh, I've been checked for that, I get me a regular check.
What's regular? Every 3 months? Every 6 weeks? What?
In my time, back when I was a little frequent and out here and there.
Oh, you're not a freak anymore? What happened?
I said frequent. When I was frequent.
Frequent.
yeah, I'm a freak all day. You can't take that away from me. But when I was freaking, yeah, it was every 3 months, like getting my oil checked. You know, every time I check the oil in my car, I check the oil, I check myself too. We both would just get checkups together.
Oh my God. Are you an author? Oh my God. I mean, nothing wrong with you being an author. I know the little, you know, Van Gogh cut his ear off. I get that, but.
You're the most unique author I've ever met. I'll say that.
You are definitely out the box, dude. I don't know where you came from. But you know what? I'm about to say this is 11 o'clock. Our segment has, and Mr. Mario, can you believe, wait a minute, we got to do half of what, Mr. Mastel, you are definitely two shows. So what I'm going to do is, because there's some people want to get at you, I'm going to let you come back next week. We're going to arrange something after the show. But listen, you got to come back. Miss T, I got to find her and her daughter. You are going to have a rumble in the jungle. Yes, on
Ali and Fraser.
Yo,
Ali and Fraser.
DQ Palace and Mr. Mastel going to have a rumble in the jungle next week. Yes, you are. I'm going to give you 30 minutes to go at it. And you know what? I believe Miss T's going to win.
No.
I believe she's going to win.
They call me Floyd Mayweather Jr., I'm saying, you know.
You know what, Mr. Mastel? I do respect you. I respect your art. I respect you as a person. I respect you for even coming on my show, because this is my first show with GQ Pals with me and my co-host. And I will say this to you. You have left me completely speechless. I'm going to dream about you tonight. And pray I never meet a guy like you in the street. I think that I'm married. They got I'm married. But I'm like,
I've enjoyed my time talking to you. I just hope I never have a daughter that brings you home to me.
I'll just shoot you upon the whites of your eyes. You have to die on my doorstep. Well, listen, Mr. Mastel, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to get back to our regular program in just a moment, but I want to say this to you. I'm going to have you back next week for Miss T. And I'm going to make sure that Miss T and I contact each other. And I'm definitely going to track you down with Mr. Mario. We're going to have you on, because I really do believe you and Miss T and her daughter, I think they're going to just have
Yeah, we need to have a conversation.
Yeah, I think, yo, listen, this is you're special, dude. You know, you're that dude on the short bus with a helmet. Yo, dude, you got a helmet and strappings. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody with issues, but, yo, you taking me there. I got to try to understand you. There's no textbook written on a guy like you yet. Or is it? Mr. Mario, is it?
There's no book, but we have this show, and you should listen to this show and be informed by it.
Yes.
Of what to look for. Because somebody out there has fell prey to a Mr. Mastel, or I'm pretty sure there's another guy that's able to do it. It's possible he could make it bad for the next guy.
Yeah, Mr. Mastel, you're not right. You wrong on every level.
Yeah, we're going to clean it up, though. We're a work in progress, but you know.
You're working. How old are you?
How old am I?
You still won't give up that age, will you? How old are you? Don't make me big, because I will
We're going to talk about that on the next show, remember?
Okay, listen, don't let me find out, because I know that the young lady, what's her name, Imani?
It has ways.
Oh, wow.
Madi.
I want her back as well. I don't know who she is, but I hope she's listening. You got to come back. You have got to come back and visit us again, because Mr. Mastel got quiet when you ladies got on. look at you. Don't laugh now, because you'll be back next week.
Oh, yeah.
At Veterans Day, at that, I hope nobody brings a gun.
Keep the guns. See, I'm gonna bring the guns. I got the guns. They connected to the shoulders, you know.
Okay. Oh my God, I forgot about those little twigs. My bad. So listen, Mr. Mastel, we want to thank you for being on. I will definitely be in contact with you to have you back next week for Miss T, because I definitely want you and her to have a one-on-one rumble in the jungle or GQ Palace. I think that it's worth having you back. And you definitely, you left a lot of people a little bit frazzled. And I appreciate you. Listen, but at the end of the day, I still appreciate you being true to yourself. That's important to me as a person. Okay?
Yeah.
And I respect you. Thank you so much. And
Mastel, I want to thank you for being a part of our show.
It's been very entertaining having you with us. I hope that our listeners out there was able to gain something from this show. And, you know, be you, do you, if that makes you happy, that makes you happy. So, but one day sit down and ask yourself, would I date somebody like me? And I think that might help you get to where you need to be.
That is so true. So listen, we're going to go ahead and close out the show with the following. I'm going to do a quick promo for Max Media and give you guys a little roundup for next week's show. So right now, I'm going to give a little shout out to Max Media Studios. It's a video marketing, web design, and branding agency that specializes in generating leads and online sales for authors and small business owners. Services include web design, video editing, online marketing, graphic design. To learn more about how they can help you turn your vision into sales, visit their website at www.maxmediastudios.com/radio or call them at 1-704-699-3524. Now, me and Mr. Mario will be back next week, not knowing that we're going to have Mr. Mastel back for the last 30 minutes. So next week, November 11th, we're going to be honoring our military personnel. We will be talking about issues facing military families when one or both parents are deployed on Love, Life, and Loyalty. See you back here next Monday, 9 to 11, Mr. Mario. You want to say something?
Yeah,
all right. Y'all just remember, follow us on Twitter at DNLane69 and at Call Me MR Mario.
All right. We'll see you guys back here next Monday from 9 to 11. This is DNLane. The host, and my co-host is Mr. Who?
Mr. Mario, counselor in the house.
There you go.
I'm Matt Still, and I say thank you guys for having me.
Oh, we love having you, y'all. Let me tell you something, dude. At the end of the day, you kept it real when everything else you seem to say failed, okay?
That's right.
I love you for it. So listen, everybody, we're going to be out tonight on Love, Life, and Loyalty. We'll be back next Monday from 9 to 11. All right, now, I salute everybody. Good night.
You want.